Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
Great beer is about drinkability. Doesn't matter the style.
You guys are like walking beer Wikipedia.
That's the first time that you've ever accepted me as a person.
Or you have a fermentation in your gut.
Yeah. I'm jet-propelled at all times.
How many guys do you think that you have the privilege to slap?
Somebody who's never tasted a commercial example, and this is how you know everything about this beer? Please, you don't.
I think it's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit, too.
Wow.
Are you guys going to arm wrestle?
No.
We're going to teabag fight.
Yeah. You heard of Junkyard Wars?
Can I get another high five, Beavis?
Now, live from the Brewing Network studios in Northern California, this is the radio program for home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, and beer geeks. It's your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers together with, well, expert drinkers. This is the radio program with a head on it. This is The Session.
Stupid Christmas crap. Got a tree in the studio.
We do have a tree in the studio.
JP just...
And not the smoking kind, if you know what I mean.
JP just JP-erized it.
I did. It looked too pretty. I had
it wasn't gay enough. Yeah. He had to add his gayness to it.
It's like that it's like that quote from Fight Club. I just had to destroy something beautiful.
Yeah. Sprayed your scent on it.
Yeah, I sprayed on it.
Like a cat. Looks good now. Like good in like in a BN good kind of way.
That's what I thought. I thought I had a little too much, air of regalness or whatever.
Yeah.
It looked too good. It was too good.
No, it's nice and hideous.
Yeah.
If you go to justin.tv/brewingnetwork, you can see what we're talking about. We got the BN Conical Christmas cam up. The Conical will be given away today. If you donated, you're entered into the Conical giveaway and be doing that today. Maybe we'll have JP do the drawing in all his glory, maybe.
Yeah.
Can we get a little birthday suit, JP?
Like do you still have my outfit from last year?
We don't have to look, do we?
No.
You don't have to look.
No. I don't think I do. I thought you took it.
No, I definitely gave that back. I wanted no part of that.
It's probably in Schumann's room.
It probably is.
Has his nose.
I think it might look nice on.
Has his nose marks all
here.
Over it? Ugly face. What, are you looking in a mirror?
Shu had daddy dumping day yesterday.
Yeah.
They went and dumped his dad into the Pacific. You got to hit that button on the floor. Look on the floor. There's a foot switch.
Didn't God already
you
dump
think
his
I'm
dad?
I'm the mute switch retard.
Yeah, well, he's never used it before, though. He has an excuse.
I'm going to reach for it, Schumann.
Chad didn't bother
I think
him.
I found it.
How did daddy dumping day go?
It was great. We all went out. We separated his ashes into 5 different liquor bottles.
He was a big dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot to spread.
Yeah.
And
really, there's that many ashes? Or did you fill up 5, or you just wanted to...
Didn't fill all 5 of them up, no.
That was just so that everyone had a bottle.
Exactly.
So did you empty them first?
Yeah, we dried them out as best we could. There's still some ashes kind of stuck to the side of the bottle. Yeah.
You had to rinse them afterward?
Yeah, we rinsed them, but some of them didn't get as dried as they should have been, so there was hunks of dad stuck on the side of
so absolute vodka bottles. So your dad's going to be recycled, then, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So as we're dumping him, we're saying our last words, and I was kind of hoping that somebody would get nailed with the ashes, you know, just kind of par for the course for dad's life.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Shoe Light was to the left of me, and I looked at him, and I was like, it wasn't on purpose per se, but I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to dump this, and you better watch out. And he's like, oh, I'll be fine. I'm like, sweet. And then I just dumped him out as quick as I could. And sure enough, a big gust of wind came up, blew him all over John, and got down his throat. He started coughing and hacking.
Oh, in his mouth. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he ate his dad.
He ate dad.
It was probably his like penis or his butt or something, too.
Yeah. I said it was like Roger was inside.
Just like
him.
When he was alive, huh?
Again.
Again. Oh, his dad got one last violation in before he left.
Yeah, which is that's what he would want.
Dude, that's nasty. Yes. How'd it go, though? Were you guys all miserable, dumping him in the ocean and stuff?
Actually, we were fine. We were making jokes, and things were kind of...
Go figure.
That was weird.
Don't get eaten by the sharks.
People could cope with it.
Hope you can swim.
Yeah, mom was having a hard time with it. And
yeah.
If we
so
put him, if
so
we
you
put
pushed
him,
her in?
Yeah.
If we put him in the water, is he going to reconstitute? Ah.
Cheer up, Mom. Take a swim.
Exactly. You can go swimming.
They actually coined it Daddy Dumping Day. It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
Don't forget, everybody.
Daddy Dumping Day.
Saturday's Daddy Dumping Day.
It was actually, that was a Shoesafix's idea.
It was.
Our born again brother. Middle Schumann brother.
The fucked up one.
Yeah, secretly.
That's cool, man. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
He's gone.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You know?
Now you can move on.
Yeah, it's over.
No, I'm still grieving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna grieve later tonight?
Probably.
What you got coming over for that?
Ted.
Yeah. His name's Steve.
We met at the gym. It's like we have known each other for years.
But tonight I call him Santa. All right. Well, good for you, Schumann.
Climb the North Pole.
I'll get it.
Does it look like regular ashes? It's like an ashtray?
It's kind of gray, and it's not... I thought it would be like really fine and consistent, but there's not. There's some hunks that are bigger than others.
Oh, no!
So we were actually trying
like
to...
a finger?
As we were pouring in, we were trying to guess which part of them it was. Like, oh, this is a bigger one than you think this was. But maybe that was... No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
So we'll never know. But yeah, and I got to tell you, man, it's weird like when you're carrying this thing around, and this is the big man that was your father, and then... Now you got him in a bucket. It's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. How much does he weigh when he's all burnt up?
I think it was something like 10 pounds. Not more than 15 pounds, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should find out the average to see if your dad was on par or if he was overweight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey, what's the average body come out of here like, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be curious. I'm competitive that way.
I
want to know if my dad measures up.
I'll bet you 10 bucks my ashes are going to weigh more than yours, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you that, too.
I'm sure it's pretty standard, though.
But I mean, I'll bet you 30 Chad will weigh more than both of us.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, well, Chad, do you want to hit the start button on that camera over there?
It's going.
Nah, it's not working.
No?
No, yeah, you suck at life.
I think Chad's kids will have to get, like, one of those little red wagons, the radio flyers.
To drag him.
Yeah.
To drag him to Jamaica, where he'll be dumped.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. It's not like enough white bodies get dumped in Jamaican slums, you know? Got to add another one.
Got it going, Chad?
Yep.
All right, sweet. So that's the Conical Christmas Cam. It's justin.tv/brewingnetwork. Get a little picture of our ice cube poster in the frame.
Can you still buy a ticket?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
The raffle ended. The entries ended at midnight last night, this morning, however you want to look at it. And the way it worked was, you know, if you put in 10 bucks, you got one entry. If you put in 20, you got three. And if you were a recurring donator or signed up to be a recurring donator, you are automatically entered as well. And recurring donators will be automatically entered into our raffles every month, which we will be doing.
Well, that's a good deal.
It's pretty, right? You don't have to think about it. One day a Conoco could show up on your doorstep or maybe a kegging system.
Just for nothing. Yeah,
sculpture, who knows?
You won. It's
all brought to you by More Beer, the good folks over at morebeer.com, and they're going to give away something to you every month in the More Beer Conical donation giveaway extravaganza all year long. Supposed to make a list, JP, of what to raffle each month. Chris Graham's awesome, man. He's like,
wow, you just got really loud.
Yeah, I just boosted you.
Yeah,
how's that?
Boost me,
did I get you back down? I hit the wrong button.
That's fine.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a whole plethora of things every month. You can make some. You can save yourself some dough by donating a little and getting a lot.
Maybe we should have the listeners. Maybe make a list in the forum. Like, what do you guys really want?
Oh,
what would be incentive for you guys to register, you know?
Yeah, but you know what that list is going to look like.
Yeah.
A microbrewery. Sean O'Sullivan's Head.
Oh. We don't own that, though.
Not yet.
Nor would we want to.
We're working on it. All right, so not a whole lot to get to today, we'll be honest with you there, other than our conical giveaway. We also have our ugly Christmas ornament giveaway we're doing today. And, Mom, good idea, good work. We got a lot of ugly ornaments. Mom looked at them. One of them was so ugly I couldn't even show it to my mother.
What was it?
It was a bit obscene. And, like, one side of it was okay.
Right.
We'll see it. Well, don't worry, listeners. I'll show you. You know, I don't care if
you blindfold the old mom there for a second.
Yeah, I just had to, you know. One side of it was fine. It was just ugly. Yeah. But the other side was a little... It was pretty... it was disgusting is what it was. So it might... I don't know. You know, we're going to let everybody judge today because we're going to show them up on the camera, every ornament. So we'll let you guys judge too. But I'll tell you what, that already that one with the really hideous backside I couldn't show to my mother, it's up there for the win. And I think everyone will agree. It's kind of disgusting. Nathan just walked in the room.
Yeah.
Hi, Nathan.
IPA Nathan.
Hey.
How you doing, brother? Grab a microphone.
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Welcome to BN Christmas. It's going to be an exciting night of drinking.
Nobody's burned down the tree yet.
No, we just put it up, though. That's why.
Yeah. There's still room for that.
Yeah. It's a long show. Yeah. You know, definitely could burn by the end of it. So those are part of our announcements already that we got the Conical donation happening a little bit later tonight. You're going to want to stay tuned. Someone's winning a 7.5-gallon Conical, courtesy of Beer Bear More Beer. Our Christmas tree-a-thon judging will be tonight. Ugly ornaments. Bevo, have you seen some of the ornaments already, right?
I haven't really.
You didn't check them out. All right, that was good radio. The CBS Brewcast is back on this Friday.
I'm sorry. Yes, I have.
There you go. Good contribution, Bevo. You're an asset to the team.
We were off last Friday, but the CBS Brewcast is back on this Friday at 5. Right, JP? You're not going out of town for Christmas. You've got no place to go.
What am I
going
to do?
Exactly.
I have half a family, and they hate me, so.
Well, we hate you, too, so we'll do the show on Friday. We're back on the air this Friday. You want to tune into that. That's on KYOU.com or 1550 AM. Subscribe to join the BN Army. You're automatically, as I've said, entered into our monthly raffles, one of which happening today. AHA memberships are there, of course. Here's the big news of the day. BN hoodies of all sizes are back in, as well as all new Brew Strong t-shirts. Did you guys see them? Did you check out the new logo?
I did. It looks pretty good, man.
It's nice, right? I think people are going to like those. I've got two different colors of Brew Strong t-shirts, red and gray. Those will be in the store tomorrow, so I know you won't get them by Christmas, but think of it as an after Christmas present.
Looks like a military green kind of a thing.
No, they're gray.
Oh, just the lighting is weird. Though.
Yeah, that's that. Or either that or it's all of the crap from the Christmas tree shavings that you were doing has fallen onto them.
I don't know what you're talking
covered
about.
Covered in green.
Good job, retard.
You can find out updates about us. Did a couple of them this week through our Twitter account, twitter.com/brewingnetwork, and also our Facebook account.
Sorry, I was trying to throw
just where something. We also do updates, and a lot of people on there now, a lot of like-minded folks like you. You can find out all sorts of updates about the BN. Plus, see pictures. There'll probably be a Christmas album up on the Facebook page, I assume, right, Chat? After today's
For
show?
For sure.
At some point, it'll be a Christmas thing. You have to work this week, Chat, or are you off all week?
No, I have to work.
The Chat?
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, why?
Get hammered tonight.
Oh, you are?
Fucking hammered.
Well, that'll be a change of some sort.
Had to work Saturday.
I see.
So, with the claw end off. Of a hammer, too, by the way.
The Shat family's in town.
Are you going to drink some more Rusty Bottoms or
rusty
Soggy
bottom.
Bottoms or whatever
steel
they're called?
Steel Bottoms.
Rusty Bottoms and Steel Bottoms.
Where's your folks at?
Went to get food. They're going to cook up a big dinner.
As far away
they
from
are.
Chat as possible.
Spiral ham dinner.
I love that.
For us?
Is that going to be here?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I already saw them. They came in today. Shat picked them up from the airport today. 10-hour Southwest flight for the old Padres. Oh,
so they fly to Vegas, and then from Vegas to Burbank, and Burbank here.
Oh, that sucks.
Just to see you. Wow.
So
there's a lot of
they're
you
all
see.
Fired up.
What did you get
ready
for Christmas?
Big dinner?
Yeah.
Some good stuff, actually.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Got to take care of your parents.
Yeah.
What'd you get them? They're not here.
Just like some cool like grill cleaning.
Oh, hey,
stuff
Chad's
for,
dad. What's up, man?
My father, some nice cashmere clothing for my mom.
Lingerie? Ooh. Did you get your mom lingerie?
No, scarf, gloves.
Oh, like
shit.
A teddy. Wouldn't that be awesome?
How awesome would it be if you got your mom?
Here, mom, I know you know, dad really kind of likes his style with the open back and the mesh front. So
that's for her birthday. It's coming up on the 9th.
I got you these crotchless stockings, ma. I knew you'd look, I had the lady try them on. I knew you'd look great in them.
Oh, God.
Oh, these black licorice edible underwear in mouth. Dad really likes that.
Oh. Well, good for you, Shat. You've got an open family. I like that.
You just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Your dad's here for a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah. He wants to play some golf if it stops raining. We'll have to go out.
So check this out. I golfed the game of my life on Friday.
You played?
Yeah, I played. Took off and went with the Whites. And
oh, it was a good time.
I beat Mike White.
Oh, no.
I beat him.
Uh-oh.
I suck. Let me point out the gravity of the situation to those of you.
We're dumbfounded. Yeah,
you guys know.
Were you playing out of his bag?
No, I borrowed some clubs from somebody else, and I'm an awful golfer. I like it for the most part, but I take it kind of seriously. I don't have a bad time. I have a really good time, but I take it pretty seriously. Well, I wasn't in the mood to take anything seriously this week, so I just went out there and kind of said, F it, I'm just going to go swing the club.
That's the thing, man.
So
I
shot a 60 on the front, and Mike White shot a 62.
Nice.
And then he beat me on the back, but since I always suck, I get a stroke. I always get a stroke a hole.
Sure.
You know that, Chef. Every time we go, I get a stroke a hole. That's how bad I am. I need 18 to even, and I still always lose.
Oh, that's right.
So not only did I beat him mano a mano without the handicap on the front nine, but then even though I think he beat me by 9 strokes on the back, but with my handicap, I shellacked him. He was not happy. Mike White. The Whites are coming on the show in beginning of January.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have to make sure we spring it on him, because he wouldn't even admit it. For a long time, Mike White would not admit that I won. He kept saying...
Well, he's going to be glad to hear you tell everybody.
Yeah, oh, he's going to be really... He all night, me and Chris White trying to get him to, you know, just admit it. Come on, let me have my victory. It's been a long time coming. Mike White's kind of my mentor out on the golf course, so it's kind of like, you know, grasshopper grown up. But he wouldn't.
Student has become teacher.
He didn't want to, you know. All of a sudden, he didn't want to recognize my handicap. I've always had the handicap every game. You guys have been there, and now he wanted to go. Well, you know, on paper, maybe you know, yes, but mano a mano, no. I mean, I still had you by 9 strokes, and he wouldn't admit it. And so, you know, Chris White and I kept riding him, and he kind of walked away after a while, and came back, and he blurts it out like he had Tourette's. He's like, okay, you won! And then he walks away again. That was it.
Not happy.
Was your handicap that awful tattoo you had on your arm? You
got distracted by it? That was my second handicap.
All right.
They help you line up your putts?
I had to wear a long-sleeve shirt, actually. But that's a good idea. Maybe in the summer it will. You can't. I can't have it in the sun yet. It's still heating.
Oh,
It was nice and sunny.
Is he going to claim you brought guns on the golf course, and like you're mixing hobbies?
Yeah, I think so. So anyhow... I wasn't even going to tell that story till you mentioned golf, Chad, and then I remembered that I beat his ass.
We should totally fuck with them and like make a trophy and just give it to you when they're on the air.
Absolutely.
They're competitive. The White Brothers?
Holy
shit.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. But I love golfing with them because of that. They're a lot of fun, and you have to play by the rules, which I really like. Yeah. Even though I'm bad and the rules, you know, work against me, I'd be much better off if I could lose a stroke here or there.
There's no mulligans.
No, I appreciate that. I'm a stickler for those kind of things. I like that kind of discipline, so they're a lot of fun, but I didn't even realize that, you know, it was that kind of a game where I didn't pay attention. I kept score, but I didn't pay attention to their score, my score, anything else, and it wasn't until the end that I realized that I beat his ass, and I was quite happy. So, I guess the whole point of that long story, not only to insult Mike White, is that if you guys go golf this week, I think I'm...
You're hot. We got to get you out there.
I'm hot. You guys are going to have to look out.
All right.
Yeah.
We're out there.
Look out. No strokes for you today.
No, come on.
No, those are...
You don't just... that's not how handicaps work, Tasty.
Yeah, it is. The better you play, the less you get.
Yeah, but you're getting zero. But it's on average, isn't it? You can't just do well once and your handicap's gone.
Well, you know if you only played twice.
They're scared already.
I know. See, that's... Everyone, they're happy to give you the 18... You know, which I was always embarrassed of. I was always like, Jesus, 18 strokes? That's a ridiculous handicap. I still lost.
The only time I seriously kept score on 9 holes, I was 23 over par for the course.
Okay.
That's awful.
But
that was better than Mike White did.
I'm consistently over 23 over par.
See, you and I need to play. I have these clubs. I never go out. But we should go out.
Yeah.
Because you would school me. Even though we're the same. Like the last time I really played golf, I was lining up, I think it was some course in Hayward. And I was like, all right, here we go. And my whole family's watching. It was for my brother's birthday and this whole like thing. Took a swing, boom, hit it. Fucking hits a tree 10 feet in front of me and comes back at everybody behind me. Well, my God.
No wonder they hate you.
Yeah, I know, right?
That can happen.
I've done that shot.
I've been there,
before.
Done that.
I've seen that.
Ugh. Decapitated the caddy.
You know, it would have been great if it just tagged my brother in the forehead and knocked him out. Like, that would have been classic. But
I was hitting my 6-iron. I don't know. 100. Well, all right. So you're supposed to be able, if you're a good golfer, you should easily be able to hit your 7 150 yards, right?
Yep.
Well, 140,
I can't hit. I generally hit my 7 like 80 yards. Okay. It's just not something I can do. But my 6-iron was going 150, 175 yards, which is good for me. It's straight.
Yeah, if you can get a drive.
So what
off
was it? Your drives, or were you hitting well? Were you putting?
Mostly the 5 and the 6. My mid game was fantastic, is what it was. My I also was hitting my drives, except for that 90-degree slice I have. So I just point 90 degrees from the fairway.
Makes sense.
And I was landing it, you know, on the fringe every time. I lost it in the trees once. Which in general I lose it in the tree every other hole, but so I just compensated for my wicked slice. I, instead of trying to fix it like I do every game, I wasn't trying to fix
shit with it.
I just went with everything. So I was always I guess I'm exaggerating. I was always at a 45 degree angle to where the target. Pretty much hit the target every time that way.
Know your game.
And then my mid game was fantastic with like a 5 and a 6. Even hit a 3-wood pretty well one time. And then my short game was atrocious still. There was nothing good about my putting. I take my putting was great, but the pitching and approach shots, atrocious. Really, really awful. And that's where I got the high scores from. If I would have, if my short game was a little better, I think I would have beat them both without the handicap. Wow. Yeah. That's how good my mid game was.
Work on it.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. So that'll be fun.
And that's the golf report.
During that segment, do you know how many times we said stroke and hole and wood?
But I do appreciate
and
it.
And it was killing me not to say something, but I kept it in. That's your Christmas present.
Thank you.
You kept the wood in?
Well, you had to make up for the shitty radio you did at the beginning of the show.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
By keeping that down, you saved that bit.
Yeah. You're on the mend now.
By keeping the wood down, you recovered.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've got mail.
Kick-ass.
Feedback segment today is brought to you by Fermentap. Better beer through innovation.
Man.
Got any good response out of that?
Yeah, I have, actually. This one, I forget the name of the shop. He's like, blah, blah. I was like, hey, I forgot to ask where you heard of us from. He's like, the BN. He's like, all right, which commercial? He's like, the Lisp one. I'm like, oh, yeah. And he goes, don't listen to anybody else. That shit's funny.
Yeah.
Keep playing it.
Does Graham or Olin know that you have that commercial? Because
no,
Olin wouldn't be
it.
Happy about that, I don't think. I think Graham would, he would do that laugh he gives to you that, like, he thinks you're an asshole, but he's going to let it go.
He would do it because he doesn't want to argue with me.
Right.
Because because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter because, it's just Fermentap and no one really gives a fuck about Fermentap.
But if it's working.
And it's working. And so Olin, if he heard that beforehand, he'd be like, no, I don't think so. But I've told him a few times, you know, we've gotten 3-4, you know, new customers from it.
Okay.
From that commercial. So, now they wouldn't really give, you know, too much, but...
All right. Well, that's your feedback's brought to you by today. You can go to Fermentap.com.
Fermentap.com. We're a wholesale shop only. So if you own a retail shop and you want cool equipment, give Fermentap a call.
That's like that's your fries sound.
Don't tell them JP will answer.
You know the fries has that annoying laser sound? It goes...
Fermentap.
Your best buy. always... At Fry's.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, so yours is, go to Fermentap.
Better beer through innovation.
I'm stupid. Alright, I just wanted to say, feedback for today. Just want to say thanks. Entered my first competition. It was the HHHC in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. Looking for some solid objective feedback.
And I got sketches of cocks all over my sheet.
You wanted to be able to say more than, you know, my friends like it. So he got lots of feedback. He says, I submitted 4 beers in 5 categories. My American Pale Ale and American Amber got hammered, as he expected. But my Robust Porter took 2nd for Porters. It scored a 36.5. And my Triple pulled a 37.5 and won nothing. I listed the Brewing Network as my club and saw plenty of fellow troops from the Army in the results. I'll be in touch upon my return from a short 6-month deployment to report to JP on his advice. RE, a Russian Imperial Stout, I'm aging on oak.
Oh, attaboy.
He's doing it for the duration of his trip. So
great.
6-month. Good luck over there on your deployment, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going, but hang in there. Happy holidays and suck it, Schumann, from Timmy.
Yeah, Schumann.
There you go, Schumann.
Thank you.
Why don't you listen to Timmy every once in a while?
Justin, you no-talent hack. That's not very Christmas-like. So, hey, Justin, you founder and producer and host of the BN. As a loyal member of the BN Army, I felt I should send our commanding officer a little something for the holiday. So I took the liberty of sending you a little taste of Wisconsin.
I shit in a bag and mailed it to you. And deep-fried it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
The good news is that it's not a cheese ball. Sadly, it's also not a year's supply of New Glarus, but it should arrive in the next couple days, and it's my way to show of saying thanks for all you do, thanks for the session, the Jameel Show, Bruce Strong, and yes, even that other show. This way, at least for a few days, you won't have to blow sailors to get food money. Thank you. So here's to you this holiday and the rest of the Brewcasters, and he lists to Doc, Bevo, Sleepy McShat, JP, yes, even you can share with JP as long as he keeps his pubes away, Jay-Z, Rock Candy, John Plisse, Tasty Juicy, Sully, Steph, Biscuit, and the new farting dog whose name I can't recall. That's Walker, named after Johnny
farting
Walker
dog,
Black, by the way. Happy holidays and bring it strong in 09, Brew Strong. That's from Jason, a.k.a. Brewing in Milwaukee. And from his wife, Diana, I guess. Your mom.
Thank you, your mom.
Do you know if we have beer around here from Jason? Jason Heindel? We'll check at the break, I guess, because
yeah,
it doesn't ring a bell. I opened all the boxes that were here when I got back, and there was none from him in those. So it must have gotten here before I left or something.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, Justin, not sure when you'll get this email on the Sunday show. It sounded like you've got a lot going on. Hopefully Granny Crosley pulls through. Yeah, actually, Grandma made a turn for the better. They had written her off and stolen her furniture, but then she they took her out of ICU and put her in like a nursing home, like a recovery home.
Look at you. You ran away for nothing, man.
Yeah. It's not over.
It's not.
I have no faith in people living nowadays, so, you know, 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, as long as she makes it through the new year, it's fine.
Yeah, my mom tried to get me to take the Casa de la Muerte sign down from the door. Ain't happening until January 1st.
Oh, you know what?
Is that when it comes to, Shu, are we allowed to, is the curse gone January 1st?
Curse is gone January 1st.
All right.
And we should
house has been cleaned.
My mom hung a wreath, like, was that what they're called?
Yeah.
Over it. It says Casa de la Muerte in the middle. It's like the death wreath on our front door.
Merry Christmas!
We should light that on fire midnight, January 1st. Like, just light
kind of like the ring.
Light the paper.
That's a good idea. We should torch it with the flamethrower.
You gotta cleanse it.
Oh.
With a 151 fireball.
Sully's here. I didn't even see you sneak in, Sully. Nice work.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
That's pretty good. I'm doing all right, man. How's it going?
It's going all right. All right.
Just thought I'd stop in, bring a couple beers, wish you a happy holiday, and look for my headphones and get out of here.
And get the shit I left. And
awesome.
We'll talk about it later.
The chat room is letting me know that it's not beer. It was bacon that was sent in.
Oh, is bacon?
Bacon.
What?
Oh.
We would.
Yeah, it must be that big box. It's like a Pepperidge Farm type thing, you know?
Pepperidge Farm.
The one that I put by your wine?
They make cookies, dude.
5 pounds of bacon.
It's out there somewhere, yeah.
Oh, let's start making a round of bacon sandwiches for everybody, please.
Does that mean it's no good because it's been out?
Sitting on the heater for 2 weeks?
Yeah. No, I think it's all like packaged, all like dried.
Oh.
Packaged or something, right?
Is that what Wisconsin's known for, too? Bacon?
Dried bacon?
Along with cheese?
No, I have no idea. I don't know.
Dude, it's
bacon. Cured. Maybe it's
that's awesome.
Bacon.
All right, we'll have to look for bacon.
Maybe we can get our producer to go check it out.
All right, this guy says, so I was looking over the forum because I'm so productive while at work and got a little confused about oaking a beer. When Shay was on the show, everyone made it clear to use oak from your local homebrew shop and not to go down to the Home Depot and just grab some oak.
Yes, please.
Because there's a possibility of other chemicals in the wood.
Right.
Also, the homebrew shop oak is toasted, it's aged, et cetera, et cetera. Well, on the Jameel Show Flanders Red episode and elsewhere on the internet, I've seen Raj Apti. You guys know that guy, Raj Apti?
Yeah, he writes for BYO a lot.
All right, Raj Apti's oak dowel trick. He says that basically he sticks an oak dowel, pretty sure Home Depot was the example he used, in the opening of his carboy full of beer, and he says that's the best way to mimic the effect a barrel would have on his Flanders Red.
No.
He'll let the beer sour with the oak dowel to completion. So he says, can someone shed some light? Is this a good idea or not?
Let's put it this way. How many awards has Raj won for his Flanders Red? And how many has Jameel won? And what does Jameel do? And what does Raj do?
Well, Jameel, he's saying that Jameel mentioned this on his show.
But he doesn't do that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, and the thing about the oak, like oak for, if you want to simulate oak for barrels,
like Shay was saying, that is aged and weathered for like 2 years and flipped and really taken care of. An oak dowel is green wood that they, you know, they probably, you know, dry and form and there you go. And it's like,
right,
you know, why do that to yourself? Right. I don't know. That's so my opinion.
Stick with the oak cubes.
Try it. I mean, try it and see. If you want to try it, well, dude, go for it.
I'm sure it gives oak flavor. It's just whether it's a good oak flavor.
But
or not.
It's not as deep of a flavor. It's like you know what? It's like using, in my opinion, it's like using dextrin instead of like Cara foam or Cara pills. Yeah. It's kind of like it, but it's not the same.
Why take a chance on good beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone could make 10 gallons and split it 5-5 and experiment with that if they really want to. Jamil talked about it as a idea, but I think it's going to let too much oxygen in, and it's not treated aged wood as it needs to be.
Okay. Yeah. Do we get bacon?
It's still cold.
Oh, it's totally rotten.
It's still cold. It is. Yeah.
How long has it been there? I mean,
I don't know.
But it's like supposed to be refrigerated?
Bust it up. Pull the package out. Let's see it.
It says perishable on the box.
Rush perishable.
I'm going to play a little game tonight. And I'm going to start with Nathan, because I think Nathan's going to nail this. You're going to guess the artist, all right?
I'm going to get my cell phone out.
It's all Christmas music. Give it a second.
Oh, wow.
JP, go dance on the pole.
Do you know it yet, JP?
I can guess.
Wow. It sounds like Spinal Tap, even though I don't think it is.
Is it?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Christmas with the Devil.
Awesome.
Christmas. Good job, Nate.
There you go.
I told you he would get it.
Hester knows his shit, man. Go on.
Nate's a rocker.
Stonehenge.
Where's Doc for this?
Wow, this is great.
What a blazing lead.
That's tough, man.
You've been shredding that.
Schumann's been studying that for months, I think.
He still hasn't got it right.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Christmas with the Devil. I'm going to hear this a lot tonight, folks, just as a warning.
Good.
No bells in hell.
Double bass.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try some listener beer that we got sent to us. Don't forget, we're doing our Conical giveaway today. If you entered, had to do it by midnight, but we got all your names in the Conical. That's our proverbial hat, and we're pulling one out. We're going to pull one out tonight, yeah. JP.
Tell you what, I'll squat over it and pull a name out without my hand.
I would love that. Do you think? Right. How full is it? Do you think it's enough up there that you could pick one out with your ass cheeks?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking like a frog would stick his tongue out. Else. I'm kind of thinking like I'll like poo and then bring it back in to, you know, get down and get the name and pull, you know, kind of one of those things.
What if what if instead of drawing...
Tasty.
I don't know how to respond to that.
What if instead of drawing it out of the conical...
We don't have to watch, do we?
We put them in a pile on the floor, and you sit on them bare ass, and whichever, you know, and then you got to, like, shake around until there's just
the
one
last survivor
left on your bare ass, and that's the winner.
Actually, the game I would like to play is... I'll take my pants off, so I'll have my boxers on, my real nice pug boxers, and I'll tape the legs and tape the crotch hole, and then put them, stuff them all in my boxers, and Bevo can go fishing for the winner.
That's only fun for you.
I know. Find the winner in my pants.
Unfortunately, that will not be happening.
We're looking for a little ass humiliation here.
Not, I'll do it.
Not
I'll
yeah, let Schumann do it.
Schumann will do it.
I'll take it out of JP's boxes.
Yeah, with your...
Is that...
Teeth.
Now do you still think it's a good idea,
with
JP?
Your ass cheeks.
Sometimes it's my penis.
All right, quick break. We'll be back. Hang on there. It's, you know, it's the BN Christmas.
This what would you expect?
This is what we do. We'll be back.
Hey, Push, the new brewery's looking good.
Thanks, Finn. Piece by piece.
Well, let's fire her up. Whoa! Is that a new kettle?
Yeah, just got it brand new, but paid half price.
What? And that blade scale?
40% off.
The new tap handle?
$5 instead of 13. Got a new regulator for the brew stand, too, but $5 instead of 25.
Dude, where are you stealing all this stuff from?
Where else? The More Beer Deal of the Day.
Announcing the Beer, Beer, and More Beer Deal of the Day. Every day, a new fantastic deal from big items to small that will blow you away. Boil kettles, carboy carriers, sterile siphon starters, digital timers. Watch morebeer.com every day for a new deal, and you just might find the item you've been waiting for at a price you cannot believe. Hurry, because stock is limited on most items.
And that sweet Guinness cap, let me guess. The More Beer Deal of the Day. Yeah, I knew it. Come on, let's brew something.
Find the More Beer Deal of the Day at morebeer.com. Celebrity voices impersonated.
Did you know that every day a brewcaster goes to bed hungry? Did you know that that brewcaster is silently calling for the help of people just like you? Do you know that every day the unicorn and the rainbow have to blow sailors for loose change? For less than the cost of a half-calf, quad-shot, venti, extra-hot, soy milk, triple-pump, hazel, low-fat foam, double-cupped macchiato a day, you can help starving adults in Pacheco. Your love can be felt for as little as 7 cents a day. Visit thebrewingnetwork.com/donate to sign up today for as little as $2 a month. Private first class in the BN Army. Buy your way up the ranks as corporal, sergeant, ranger, or colonel with an easy-to-do monthly donation that keeps brewcasters alive and your favorite internet radio station broadcasting. No donation is too small to help those in need. Can't you find it in your heart to share your love with a brewcaster? In return, you will enjoy the wealth of knowledge that comes with every episode of The Session, The Jameel Show, and yes, even that other show. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for your donation at thebrewingnetwork.com/donate today.
Attention homebrew shop owners at Fermentap. They know you're tired of buying the same old gear that everyone else has. That's why Fermentap offers the newest and most cutting-edge brewing equipment known to man. Since 1998, Fermentap has been leading the fight against the boring and mundane by offering strange, unique, and just plain smart equipment. Like their stainless-domed false bottoms. Never deal with the floating plastic hassle of other false bottoms again. And since they're made from stainless steel, they'll last a lifetime. Fermentap's line of copper wort chillers are the best on the market, designed to cool your wort faster and more efficiently than other immersion chillers. They actually invented the equipment to make these chillers not only work great, but look great too. How about a fantastic line of ingredients, including vanilla beans, sorghum extract, blue agave extract, hop bitterness extract, unique wine yeasts, green coffee beans, sake kits, all stuff you can't find anywhere else. Fermentap carries all the standard products and equipment you need as well, such as all-grain systems, stainless hardware, kettles, carbonation stones, you name it, they've got it. Fermentap's entire line of products has been helping retail shops meet the demands of their customers for nearly 10 years, and they want to help you too. For more information, see them on the web at fermentap.com or call Jason at 1-800-942-2750. Fermentap, better beer through innovation.
What's funny is brewers just say, yeah, I don't brew to stop. I'm brewing my own beer. And it's like a German Pilsner, but it's black.
Yeah, it's a sports beer.
Sports beer. You know.
The the home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck.
You're listening to The Session.
And now back to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters.
On the Brewing Network.
Welcome back to the BN Christmas. Christmas 08. No strippers this year, unfortunately.
Damn. Not yet.
Unfortunately, Bevo.
I'm sorry. You never actually asked me.
Bevo got all cured in throughout the year since last Christmas.
We didn't ask. You just said absolutely not right away.
I thought the absolutely not part was a good reason not to ask.
Was it kind of a definite?
It was.
Uh-huh.
But you know.
There's still time. It's a long show. Yeah. We still have a chance?
No. I have to mentally prepare for that shit.
You do?
So do we.
How much mental preparation does stripping take, really?
A lot when you're me.
If retards can do
it. Gotta wear the right underwear.
Pocket full of dollars, that's what it takes.
All right, this one's easy, but I'm giving it to Sully. Because maybe it's not so easy for Sully.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how cool Sully is.
Unless it's Bing Crosby or earlier, he won't get it. That's an old joke.
I know this one.
Oh, you gotta know this one.
Just gotta give me the artist. Classic.
I think I know already. Can you turn my earphones up? I can't hear anything. I'm deaf. Remember, I'm old.
Turn my headphones up. In the house. Turn them up. Turn them up.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dog.
Is it Run DMC?
Sully!
Yeah! Christmas time with Holly Queen.
I said that like the whitest guy in the world. Is it Run DMC for 5,000?
Yeah.
So, you know, those black gentlemen from Brooklyn.
Tasty, you had a blank look on your face.
I had no freaking idea.
Is it the Charlie Daniels Band?
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Bill Cosby.
When it comes to me, you play an oldie.
What do you listen to, Tasty?
Tool. I'm a big Tool fan.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
He's a Tool.
Look at that.
Grateful
at
Dead stuff, you know. Phil Lesh, that kind of stuff.
All right. So you go from hardcore to hard hippie.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay. Cool. Would you have guessed that,
Well
Nathan?
Done. Well done. I had no idea, Tasty.
Oh, by the,
good job.
By the way, Nathan, what are you doing showing up here without Nicole, anyway?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the problem.
That's kind of what I told him. But
you didn't get that part of your open invite?
Yeah, she claims to be working, but I tried to drag her along, and she's still...
He's my date tonight. That's why Stephanie's not with me.
I see.
He had to come in first, though, because we didn't make it look like we were together.
Right.
Yeah.
We were making out in the hallway, though.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Well, he's got long hair, so...
You know, he's a looker.
Close your eyes and pet the back of his head. You'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just open my mouth again.
Just hold him from behind.
Nicole and I were walking down the street about midnight last night. A couple guys drive by. They're like, hey, ladies. They see my long hair. I was like, oh, brutal.
Should have turned around and whipped out your junk and swung it at him.
Yeah. Lady this.
That's a big one.
Yeah. You know what's worse about it? It's not as bad for you as it is for that dude. When
exactly.
He turned around and realized you're a dude, they felt like asses.
He said, I went the tall one.
His buddy, who didn't say anything, was like, you fag.
Dude, I knew that was a dude, man.
Dude, you're gay. You totally just thought that was a chick.
I'm telling all of the friends that you ever had.
Are we going to sit the drunk and make out?
Yeah. So, Sully.
Yeah.
If you were into that, I would have asked you, but...
Yeah. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, Justin.
Walk down the street looking at the ladies?
No, I actually homebrewed yesterday.
Yeah.
Like real homebrewing?
Real homebrewing. Like the good old
like
days.
Like with fire and stuff? Wow.
Fire, yeah.
What was the impetus for this?
You know, I hadn't done it in a long time. Last time I did, I think you might have even been at my house. I had a party over. Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. Yeah.
Did that one ever ferment out?
Dumped it down the drain recently. I was looking at it, and I thought, you know, I was sitting next to a bunch of wine I made, and everything kind of turned on itself, and I said... It's time to clear the cellar out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I rinsed the pipes with it, and that was it. So, no, yesterday I was just kind of hanging out, and we had this stainless pot at the 21st Amendment that we hadn't been using in a while with a nice valve on it. And I said, you know, I'm going to take it home and do something with it. And Steph had never homebrewed before. It was kind of funny for being my girlfriend. She's absolutely clueless when it comes to making beer.
Oh, right.
No idea. Like, you know, it's like the kind of the question where you're like looking at the grain and the mash and going like, are those the hops? You know, that, I mean, it was parallel to that kind of comment.
You mean, so she didn't read the back of your menu at the 2
a.m.? It's all right there.
It clearly explains the homebrewing process.
Won't let her in there. No. But,
so it was like a serious 101 course.
Yeah, it was. It was just fun. We just chilled out. I made a Jamil recipe. Actually, the recipe he made at the 218, the strong dark Belgian beer.
Okay.
And went down to Oak Barrel and cracked my grain open. I didn't even take anything from the 21st Amendment or anything like that. I just bought it all. And
yeah, sure.
Did helping the economy out.
Like a real homebrewer.
Yeah, like a real. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was a piece of cake. I was like, this is easy. I mean, this, you know.
Well, sure it is.
And it was fun. I don't know what the big deal is, guys. I mean, you got a whole show on it. I mean, what's the big deal?
I don't know how you've done 3 years worth of shows.
Questions of, you know, pot pitching, cold pitching.
Don't blow the cover
pitching.
On this thing, now. We're trying to make a big deal out of it.
Sorry. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. No, I had a great time. I have a lot of respect for it. I, you know, hit my mash temperature right on without too much struggle at all, really. And,
wow.
And then I lost my thermometer and was going to pitch the yeast, and I just relied upon the rule of thumb.
Yeah, the
you
thumb.
Did?
Yeah, I just went, okay, let's
put your
go.
Ass in there.
We've talked about it, but nobody does it. Everyone's too uptight around here.
No. Anyhow, it was easy. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Used the 530 WLP East from White Labs.
Yeah.
And
how many vials did you pitch?
I put two in.
There you go.
You've been listening.
But I did not measure my starting gravity, so that's going to be a fun
one. Oh, Sully!
Yeah, I didn't have a hydrometer, so I was like, screw it. Let's just rock and roll here.
And my guess is that when you're ready to bottle or keg, you're not going to have a hydrometer either. You're just
probably not. I'll just drink it.
Yeah.
That's what Tasty does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just drink it, yes.
Yeah. I've broken my hydrometer a few times, and I use the rule of balls.
I don't know about that one.
I just fill up a bowl, and I dunk my ball. And if my balls float a certain amount... You know, I know it. 1050, 1060.
Yeah. What if they sink?
Yeah, do
that. Then it's like real light beer, you know what I mean?
Are we sure that balls float?
Mine do.
They do?
I didn't get to that chapter yet in Jamil's book.
Yeah, sure. Oh.
That's the chapter he signed for JP.
Secret appendix.
I'm editing part two.
Yeah.
That's where I got it.
Oh, very nice.
It was great, though. It was a lot of fun. So, that was my home brewing thing.
And you brewed a strong beer.
Yeah.
In preparation, you guys got Strong Beer Month coming up, too.
Yeah, but I can't serve that. If that's like a transition to a plug, I'll be happy to jump in. But no, I mean, you know, it was only 4 gallons in the end.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't even know what I'm, you know, Adrian's like, Steph's like, you know, are you going to use a bottle? Are you going to bottle this thing? I was like, I don't know, man. Because I was talking about getting a kegerator. It's like I'm kind of really getting into it right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's like, where are you going to put the thing in your kitchen? And I was like, I don't know, put it here. Do you really need that kind of thing? And I was like,
yes.
You know, kegerator. Come on, I own a brewery. Kegerator. I got more wine in my house than I do beer.
That's true. I can't believe you don't have
a kegerator. I mean, I probably have, you know, 20 cases of wine, and I've got maybe a case of beer in my house.
Let's have a wine tasting party.
Yeah, you're the most feminine brewery owner I think we've ever met.
I think what happens when you turn 40, you just get into wine really big.
Yeah.
You know? You become like that guy.
Just a wine guy. Are you in a couple wine clubs like Shat?
I kind of am, actually. I've been out to Lodi a lot recently, and I've joined some stuff out there because I've gotten into their old Vine Zins. And, you know, it's like classic example. You're there.
Yeah.
You've had a few. You're like, I'll sign up.
Give me that one.
And you get that package every month and that credit card statement. And you're like, so, no, I've just gotten into it. I was making wine for a little bit, actually, in between my last homebrew effort. So,
do you think you'll home wine make again?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love it. It's easy. It's so simple. I mean,
I was going to say I thought it's more effort.
No, the downside is, as a lot of people know, besides you, Justin, is that wine takes longer to make, but it's easier to make up front. Beer's harder to make, but you can consume it quicker, so you don't have to wait as long. So,
Maybe I ought to get into wine then. I'm too lazy.
Dude, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
especially you've got grapes out here from Sonoma.
Yeah,
from the Lodi region up in Napa and all that. I mean, it's just great.
Okay.
So.
All right. What's the theme for Strong Beer Month this year? Last year, you guys did that AC/DC poster.
You know, I could kind of sneak preview it here right now.
Oh, did you bring the photos?
No. The photos were shot this past week, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you or not.
Oh, yeah?
Do it! Do it!
Exclusive.
Well, what'll happen if you do?
BN exclusive.
It's been decided.
Okay, the album cover is... God, can I tell you this? I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this or not.
Nobody listens.
Let me take this.
Yeah,
let me take
this
sip.
Just do it.
Take a little sip there. And
this is like Beat Vote. Get on the poll. Nobody's watching.
Was it all? Was it the whole crew again? The Magnolia crew and the 2NA crew.
It was myself, Jesse, Nico, Dave McLean, and then his brewer Ben and general manager Dean.
Does Nico's new tattoo make an appearance in the photo shoot?
No.
Oh.
What?
But my chest hair does.
Oh! It must be a Neil Diamond theme this year.
We were all wearing, let's see if you can guess, actually. This will be a new game.
All right.
Did you color it?
What's that?
Did you color it?
Sorry, shit, actually.
Just for men. Chest hair.
Shave a logo into
it? That. At least it's staying upstairs and not going anywhere else.
True.
We wore all white suits.
Saturday Night Fever.
No.
ABBA.
No.
Okay, go on.
I'll give you another clue.
Temptations.
It's going to be a reach here. You're going to have a problem. Nathan will never get it because it's the opposite of what he listens to. But it's close to what Tasty listens to.
Dancing Queen. I know it is.
So there's a clue there. But the second clue I'll give, the third clue I'll give you is that Dave McLean from Magnolia Pub and Brewery picked the album cover.
Okay, so it's either...
So it's Grateful Dead.
There you go, bingo. So,
but I don't know which album...
Are you with the Grateful Dead at all?
Not enough to know their album covers. Tasty, do you know which one has...
Yeah, where's Doc?
I'm trying to get the connection. You all wear white suits?
Yeah. Oh.
Let's call Doc right now.
Doc would know it.
Call him on it.
Where is Doc?
Yeah, do me a favor. Call Doc.
He's at a party.
I don't care.
He's got a cell phone.
Call his cell phone.
It's on my bed mode today.
Call his cell phone and get him to call into the... or ask if it's okay if we call him.
You know, this way I'm not actually telling you. This will work out right. So then I'll either answer you by dropping the glass on the ground. And if you tell me not to stop, then it assumes that it's yes.
We can do that. And if it's no, I'll just crap myself.
All right, we got Dave from Milwaukee on the line while we're waiting to find out the doc situation. And he's got a question for Tasty, I guess. Dave, what's happening?
No questions.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Kwanzaa. What do you got for Tasty?
No questions.
Well, I think I bottle beer for competition the same way Tasty does, right out of the tap, out of the tank with the tapper. I'm wondering how long that lasts. I have a Dortmunder export that I want to do that for a competition at the end of January, and I don't think the keg's going to last through Christmas with everyone coming over. So I was hoping to bottle a couple bottles for this competition and put it aside, and I just was wondering if something that light will last that long.
End of January, Tasty.
Yeah, I've never done that. I wouldn't do it, actually. I don't know.
What do you do, a two-week turnaround?
Yeah, like if they're due, you know, next Friday for judging the week after that, then yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll send them that same week. So they're probably about 3 weeks, I think, is about the limit of it, that I felt that the beer got a fair judging and everything like that.
Yeah.
But you can try it 30 right. days. I mean, just make sure you flush the bottle with CO2, and it'll be cap on foam. I think you'd be in good shape. You could try it.
Do you want to handle this one, too? I just started homebrewing it. I could probably answer this one.
Yeah, Sully knows a lot about bottling.
The rule of thumb.
Aha.
Just put your thumb in it, and if it's done, then go ahead and do it.
So do you have any other equipment? Do you have a counter pressure filler or a beer gun?
Not yet, but I'm open to ordering a beer gun or a counter pressure filler if it helps the beer last longer for this type of situation.
But you need the keg. Is that the problem?
Yeah, I hate bottling. I just keg everything and drink it. Right. And, you know, semi-waste.
Well, I'd go buy another keg. What I do?
It's got a keg.
Bottle it later. Well,
I've got a whole bunch of kegs. It's just this one.
It just needs the filler.
Better than I thought I was going to.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think something, you know, that the real competition heads at the BN would say is, if you can afford the filler and you're really concerned about whether or not it's going to last, then you have to go buy the filler. Tasty's okay. method that he just said was, you know, make sure you flush it with CO2 and cap on foam. What he's saying is, you're probably going to be okay, but if the competition's that important to you and you got the dough, get a filler.
Well, and then it's a light lager, too, which, you know, is kind of a...
Yeah.
That beer doesn't hide too much stuff.
So how important is that competition to you, Dave?
It is very important. I just needed someone else to say that so my wife lets me spend the money.
Well, and here's what will happen. You know, if you get the filler and you take home, you know, even like a bronze or something, I say paid for itself right there. You know, done deal.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Thanks.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Merry Christmas. Later.
Doesn't it scare you to death, though, the way Tasty bottles beer, though? He told me it the first time, and I was like...
Everything he does in his process,
God.
You know, carrying it from the back porch down to the basement on the dog's back.
I can understand that, but the bottling thing is just kooky.
Everything he does is kooky.
Pretty weird.
He mashes, like he stirs with his feet.
No.
It's kooky. It's mysterious. And
not that flexible.
Like, ooky.
It's weird stuff. His
bruised a tool, but bottles to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. The way he adds
the
hops,
secret.
Like his hop, you know, like dispenser, he puts them in his mouth and spits them into the boil.
Oh, I do put dog hair in my mash, by the way. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
It's altogether spooky.
It's just crazy.
And kooky.
No wonder we lost the pro-am.
Yeah.
Right. Oh! Somebody's bitter still,
I didn't bring it up.
Wow.
Somebody can't get over it.
Yeah. They didn't have the dog hair in the
mash.
Like
I told you when we lost. You're just not used to losing.
Does it?
I took it in stride. You obviously never got over it.
I'll take the hit for this one. Don't worry. I'll keep that bit going.
Maybe that's why Sully started homebrewing, because he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Tasty can't win it. I'm going to win
can't
it for myself.
This.
Oh, there
gonna,
you go.
I'm going to do my own am, pro, am, yeah. am.
This thing. Is Steph's beer. I'm not doing it.
All right, this one is for Bevo.
Don't be a bitch for Christmas.
Baby, I'm just thinking about you this Christmas. Want to get you on that pole.
I
get
hate you.
Pole.
I'd like to go one show without hating you.
All you gotta do is get the artist.
Dildo.
Shut up, JP.
And dream.
Really into this.
Come true. Mistletoe sex.
Maybe I'll my hair.
Huh?
Maybe I'll move.
It's Dolly Parton.
Ah. Yeah.
I hate you that you know that.
Oh,
so Dolly's a legend.
Good job, B.
I thought it was Alvin and the Chipmunks for a second. I swear to God.
Maybe I'll go my hair.
Dolly
three,
is
three for
a
three
legend.
On the guessing.
Maybe my tits are real.
They totally
oh, they're
are.
Real.
Maybe I'll make you squeal.
What do you got? You got Doc on the cell phone, or is he? You have him on your cell phone. I can call him.
Right. Okay.
Give Bevo the number over there, and she can call him and put him on hold for me, like a real radio show does.
Apparently, what's the deal with Doc about being able to call in?
Is he at a party?
My wife's here. I can't call. But if you call me,
if you call, it's all good then.
You say something about some dental emergency, I'll go right somewhere and make that. Yeah.
His wife can't be at the party with him. She's Jewish. Can't be at a Christmas party.
It's a holiday party.
Oh.
Hello, Dr. Scott. Oh, that fell out. Excuse me, honey. I got to take this.
I had a dream last night. A bunch of teeth fall out.
Ooh.
Really?
I was calling Doc. Like I was like, oh, Doc, I don't know if you can do it. Should I bring him with me?
And then you woke up with shooting his cock in your mouth.
That was really nice. Oh. All right, we got a couple beers to taste in front of us, too. We're going to do that as soon as we get a hold of Doc here.
I've already drank this one. It's really good. I don't know what it was.
McSheen?
Was it the light?
It's a great description.
Was it a red beer?
I don't know what it was. I have no idea what it was. It tasted like an IPA. It didn't look like an amber ale. It's that one right there. No, you know, I don't know what it is, but it was good.
All right, so here's what we got. We got Tasty McSheen. It's, I guess, a tasty clone of his American Pale Ale, his APA. Got a lot of information about it, too. Sheen did a good job on bottling and on labeling this bottle for us. He did exactly what we ask everyone to do so that we can actually talk about your beer.
He does
and
what Tasty does.
Evaluate it. Yeah.
He's mocking me there, is what he
You think so?
Oh, he did it. Yeah.
He's got the ingredients on the back.
Yeah. Well, he dates for everything.
Well, I think he had some of my beer, and it was in a bottle. It had the recipe on it. Probably like...
Did he even use your font, Tasty?
No, my beer. My label is much smaller than that. He's got the whole bottle covered with
He's got a bigger label.
A lot of information,
You know when a Tasty's kids made him a separate font for that, you know? It's the Tasty font or some shit.
Maybe he's not mocking you. Maybe he's just, like, really likes
no,
you.
I think he told me or something.
He used code to break into Tasty's computer and steal the label or something.
Yes. Doc.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, Doc. Little guy.
Are you guys having a good show?
Yeah. We're having a good show. We've got a contest to play with you. It's why we needed you so quick.
It was how many of your kids did you stand on their shoulders to put the star on the top of the tree?
Oh, wow.
We didn't actually put a star up there.
Yeah. Well, to light the menorah candle or whatever.
He's like, I called in for this?
Yeah. Where are you at, Doc?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in my car driving to dinner.
Oh,
wow. Sounds like you're
taking the staff out tonight for the holiday.
Oh, that party.
Okay. Oh, it was staff party, right.
Bring him over here. We got food.
What's
he sounds really thrilled.
Where are you taking him?
What's a dental staff party
we're going
like?
To Fleming's.
And what is Fleming's? It?
On a creek, going to drop a big coin,
Do dental staff party, or is it kind of like...
No. It's pretty lively, actually.
Do they get monogrammed floss for after dinner, or what?
Hey, they got to bring their own. Probably steal from the office.
Oh, sounds like a true business owner.
Yeah, and the staples.
Just a little bit. No,
sounds happy.
Probably that and the gold filling material.
Everyone eat ribs for dinner.
All right, Doc. Here's the setup. So you remember last year for Strong Beer Month, Sully and Magnolia made that AC/DC poster to promote Strong Beer Month. Okay.
Great poster.
This year it's a new poster. Okay.
All right.
And on the poster, the clues I'll let Sully take over, but we've been given a clue already, and it's that they're all in white suits, and it's Dave McLean's favorite band up there at Magnolia.
Oh, okay. That narrows it right down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So. What we don't know is what the album cover would be that they're all in white suits.
Okay. That's what you want to know?
Do you know what the band is, though? Let's just make sure you're...
Oh, yeah. It's the Dead.
Okay.
All right. And so, do you know the album?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not real big on most of their studio albums, but that one is Go to Heaven.
Is he right?
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. There you have it.
I thought he was going to use the no studio albums as an excuse, but he was being a shill. He knew it.
He's got to bait you a little bit. Come on.
You're a master at baiting people.
Wow. It even
Yeah, thanks, JJ.
You're welcome.
You know, he's a true deadhead because he doesn't know the studio albums very well.
Right.
So you really know.
You're real into it.
Well, you know, he said that. Well, I don't really like the studio albums. but it's this one. Like, he knew it, but he wants to let you know that they're really better live, man.
You have to line up the street cred first before you laid it down.
Well, Doc, I'll let you go back to the family, but I want you to know that by getting this right, what you've won is that I'm going to go ahead and triple your salary in 2009.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Wait, 3 times 0 is what?
My wife and I were discussing that today, just as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Well, that'll be good news.
Well, you go ahead and tell Karen that you know, I'm not a Scrooge at Christmas, and double.
I thought you said triple.
He did.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Doc gets paid?
Did I say triple?
He did. You make sure. You can take it back if you can't afford it.
No, triple. Fuck it. Triple.
Whoa.
For you, Doc. Oh. Anything goes.
For you, Doc. Triple.
There goes my sponsorship fee. Way up.
Yeah.
Sully, we have to talk about this.
Yeah. So, Sully, you're getting a 300% increase on your.
Got to pay for the talent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, happy Hanukkah, Doc.
All right, thanks.
And enjoy the party, my friend.
Okay.
Take care, brother.
See you later.
All right. Have a good show. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
I hope Doc calls in hammered and everyone's all numb.
You know, stabbing, it probably does that to them on purpose. He sounded like he was going to hell, actually, didn't he? It didn't sound like he was very happy about
staff
this.
Staff party.
No, he loves doing it.
In the car.
Drop a bunch of coin.
Coin.
You know,
Flemings.
Now, I don't know if anyone caught that him and his wife were talking about the salary thing today. You know what that means, right? You know that she was asking, like, so you do spend a lot of time there. When are you going to get paid for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Doc's getting paid last. Everyone else gets paid before Doc.
I agree.
He's a doctor.
Yeah. He doesn't need
seriously. Can I get paid
money
first? I'm married to Sam.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did that by choice, though.
Yeah, you get
it. No.
Yeah, so you know, there's no accounting for mistakes.
Minimum wage in Pacheco is a lot easier.
That's what
your
mom said.
It's not like San Francisco. You should move your company out here.
We're thinking about it.
Because you know, you may not get, might not be as busy, but you save money on staff.
Martinez, I hear the rents are great.
Yeah, it is.
Martinez,
you gotta watch. You know, you can't walk outside your house after dark. But rent's great.
That's fine. We'll just call the employees that way, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Keep them together. Okay, so we're going to taste this Tasty McSheen. Is it, which one is it here? The darker one in front of me? Okay. And
the red beer.
We actually also have, it just so happens, Tasty's APA, so we can do a little side-by-side.
No, let's not do that.
See how he's done.
That's not fair.
Well, it's a, you know.
He's afraid
it's
of
a clone, right?
Yeah, if I lose, I'll be rejected.
Now, again. Already. McSheen's smells a lot sweeter, doesn't it? It's not quite as hoppy as yours, I think. I haven't tasted it yet. It's got a kind of a candy smell to it.
It's a real good beer. That's not it, Bevo. That's a different one.
Oh, okay, good.
Bevo is making a disgusted face. But that was a different beer?
Yeah. Because I didn't know we were waiting, and so I kind of jumped ahead of the class. So I apologize. I already drank it. It's really good. I think you did a great job.
I've had this beer once before. When was that, Chad? We had this other bottle.
Yeah, this one's good.
What was it? 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little bit longer even. I don't know.
Do you put crystal in yours, though, Tasty? This has 40L crystal in it.
Yeah, that's the recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's the barn run date on this beer?
it does say.
10/11/2008.
Yeah, 10, okay.
Thought about brewing.
It's not old.
10/9.
I'm getting some age on it compared to the taste I had before, like 3 weeks ago, whatever.
So what is the flavors you're getting that's letting you know that?
Like oxidation, kind of a cherry.
Yeah, it's got a little oxidation. It tastes a little bit hotter than yours, too. I mean, I don't know what the alcohol is on this one.
Very slight diacetyl, too. Very,
yeah.
It's very mellow, but it's...
This one's 5.7. You know, mine's like 5.5 or something like that. That's pretty close.
I can detect that point, too.
Yes, you got to cut the fine gauge
I didn't pick any of that up.
There.
It's hard to wash all the chat out of my mouth, you know. It's very good.
It's good beer, for sure.
Yeah,
but
it's great.
I think
it's
missed its mark as a clone. I don't think it's a Tasty APA.
It's not a clone.
Yeah, the color is unexplainably red.
On its own?
There's nothing in the recipe that would give it that.
Longer boil,
perhaps.
Like, if you didn't say, oh, this is a clone of Tasty's beer, if this is just a pale ale I made, it's really good.
Good beer, yeah.
I think you did a great job.
Yeah.
But it's not a Tasty clone, but it's fantastic.
3.8% crystal 40 in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What would you replace there?
I would not have added the crystal at all. I'm not a big fan of crystal in like a beer like this. It just adds that kind of, you get the sweetness out of this.
Well, is
a little
this
bit.
5 and or 10 gallons?
That's where the color's coming from too, I think.
Is this 5 or 10 gallons, do we know?
I don't know.
12
gallon
batch.
On the label.
12 gallon batch. So that's not that bad. I mean, almost 4 ounces for 10 gallons.
He's talking about that percent. A lot. He said it's 3.8%.
Yeah, oh, either percent. Way, it's 3.8%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
is that about almost 8% carapils too, giving it a bigger mouthfeel as well that accentuates the crystal to some degree, I think, too.
You use crystal, Tasty.
That's the recipe, yeah.
That's it right there.
Right.
It's all there. 61.5% two-row, 23.1% German pills, 7.7 carapils, 3.8 crystal 40, and 3.8 white wheat. What is that? What's that last one?
It's wheat, but it's white.
Just
it's red and white wheat, so he's using a white wheat.
Okay. It's good beer, but it just doesn't, for some reason, doesn't taste like Tasty's beer. This is why people.
It's
going to
be different. The same recipe would be different. Everybody says
exactly. It drives me nuts when people, when brewers come on here, don't give out their recipes.
It is.
Yeah,
it's such a stupid thing to do.
I guess. Well, they may think there's something creative in there that.
That is a nice
people
sweater.
Won't think of.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Chad's dad
just came in with a nice
Cosby sweater of Cosby sweaters.
Bob, what's happening?
That is good, man.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How's your flight, okay?
10 hours.
10 hours on that Southwest cattle plane.
I got rid of 7 inches of snow, though.
Okay.
Got rid of 7 inches. All right.
All right, we're going to play a lot of games today. Who's going to be drunker, Shat or Shat's dad by the end of today's show?
Oh!
Let's go ahead and take a vote right now. Everyone think about it. Who you think's going to be... Shat's already said at the beginning of the show that he's getting hammered today because he doesn't have to work tomorrow.
I think Chad's dad, because I think Chad's dad's already well in advance of his child. You know what I mean?
You think... Did you... Bob, did you hit some... Did you have a couple beers on the flight out?
A couple of Bloody Marys. It was a Bloody Marys. Flight
okay.
From Providence to... Las Vegas.
Okay.
Gee, look at him. He's already loaded.
Couple of Bloody Marys.
To put that sweater on, he's got to be half drunk. I mean, come on.
Yeah, when you put that on, you look drunk.
And now you're drinking your son's beer. You're going to get drunk on your son's beer tonight.
He likes that sweater.
You think so?
Chill out on the sweater.
Yeah, Bob, what is the deal with the sweater? We've been talking around and we're not obvious about it. Is that...
Do you have to plug that in?
What's it?
Christmas sweater.
Okay.
Everyone's got to have a Christmas sweater.
Who's ever the drunkest gets to win the sweater tonight.
Oh, that's the prize. That's
you think that could be Drunk of the Week prize?
I think he's putting the sweater on the camera now.
Well, he's putting his crotch on.
Yeah, he is.
you gotta
pull
squat
the camera
down there,
back
Bob.
And let
you
people
gotta,
see that. That thing is amazing.
Squat down there. Take a knee. There you go.
Sammy's is worse. Did you guys see Sammy's sweater?
Last night we went to a party and he wore that with these green polyester nut hugger pants.
Oh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Nut hugger.
Like, I married that guy.
Did you give him back so they could be hugged or what?
What?
Nothing.
That's one hell of a sweater.
Sam's awful.
Awfully good.
Your dad's sweater kind of rivals it.
JP, this one's for you.
Oh. Yeah, a little jazz snare.
You go down on the board.
Name the artist. A stable under the tree
for me. Isn't it Betty Boop or some shit?
No.
She's dead.
You're the first one to get it wrong so far.
You
I'm
suck.
An asshole.
I didn't know who this
is. Well, you're dumb.
I'll give you another guess, though. Right. Outer space convertible
to light. Cindy Lauper.
That's a good guess,
that's a really
actually,
good guess.
Tasty, but it's not.
It's not Marilyn Monroe. I know that.
No, but some would say that she took all of her cues from Marilyn back in the 80s.
Some would say.
Do you know it?
Oh, is Sully? It is it that chick who fucking plays poker a lot now? And she was in Bride of Chucky?
What's no, you nuts? Suck at life.
No. She is American, but now walks around with a pretentious English accent.
Who do we know with...
Recently divorced.
Yes.
Soon to be divorced.
I don't know.
Jesus, JP, we've given you every clue in the world. She's also a bit like a virgin.
She has an M in her name.
Madonna?
No! From the creator of Guess the Number in My Head.
I think she could have been sitting on your lap, JP, and you wouldn't have noticed.
I mean, that's assuming that I listen to her interviews and know that she hasn't... I don't know what she sounds like when she's talking. I have no idea.
She's
singing
here,
but it's just the kind
though.
Of thing that you would like, be
you said,
angry about.
If you said she wrote pretentious children's books and then went to the Quran or Kabbalah or whatever and then does this all shit and then divorced some awful filmmaker, then I would have got it.
But JP doesn't know anything about her.
Why do you know that?
That's like JP speak.
Yeah. If you said she was born in Pittsburgh in 1970, like, he knows nothing about her.
She doesn't eat Fritos on Tuesdays, then I would have known.
You know what? Who here still thinks that Madonna's still hot at her age? Anybody?
No.
You guys think ugly?
Yeah. No, dude.
I think aside she's from a little gap in her teeth,
dude,
she's still totally
she's
hot.
So she like, is so hot.
She's so like
hot,
sinewy, and like, you know, like, did you ever see that picture? When she just went on her recent tour, she was wearing these awful like fishnet stockings and this like like unitard thing.
Yeah.
And she had her legs kind of spread apart and she was like squatting.
Yeah.
And like you could see the tendons.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so awful.
I like them bulimic.
Dude,
I saw she did an interview on the Britney Spears thing on MTV.
I love Britney Spears.
I do too. That was so sad. Anyway, she has so much Botox. Like, her face didn't move when she was talking. It was disgusting.
Britney Spears does not need Botox.
Not Britney Spears.
Doing?
No.
No,
Madonna did it. Sorry, I wasn't very clear.
Stick
Madonna,
with it, Nate.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
What, Chet?
Hey, thanks, Chet.
I'm still a Madonna because she's probably one of the only people that's hot out there that's close to my age.
Yeah, this, which is A, why you date young.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And B, why you think Madonna's hot.
You know, if you can date young, date young.
Yes.
I don't know, the Queen of England's pretty cute.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Now, so,
when you get old, does your definition of hot change? Because Madonna's not hot.
She's hot.
She's hot. She's hot, you know.
Enough.
Sully,
maybe she's kind of a, I have her kind of as a younger person in the Spank Bank. Maybe, I don't
yeah.
know.
What's his election?
She'd update your files.
She's had enough plastic surgery to update them herself. That's why I think she's so hot. She's had enough good plastic surgery.
That's
gross. I will say that lesbian kiss that she did with Britney Spears, now that was hot.
That's see?
Just because you like Britney Spears, though.
Yeah.
I do too.
Sully, at what age are you going to trade in for a younger broad?
Update.
Well, you know, Steph is, what, she's 28 right now?
She's pushing 30.
She's got a couple more years in her, and you know.
And then you get,
I'm like,
you have to,
you got to push him out and get another one.
I'd just like to let you know that she was in the chat room and could possibly be listening right now.
She knows.
She knows I love her, and it's a bit, so.
Well, you're backtracking now.
Yeah, I'm kidding me, Rob. When you said that, I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get that blowjob for Christmas.
No!
She also knows it's time to upgrade.
Have you cleaned the mash tun yet? We just brewed yesterday.
You know, she could say the same thing about me. I mean, you know.
That's true. She could have a cutoff as well.
She could be like, you know what? The dinners aren't that fancy anymore, mister.
vacations are
80?
Less lavish, and the dinners aren't fancy.
I was here for the food. Now you're, you know. Yeah.
We haven't gone on a nice trip in a while, Sully.
Yeah. Sully, I noticed you've had to go back to work lately to pay for all these things. I don't like you working.
A pilot's moved in next door.
Yeah, she might trade you in. That's true.
Well,
that's why
I
say trade her in first.
That's right. It's the old, like, oh, yeah, you want to trade me in? I'm trading you in.
Preemptive strike.
No. Is she on early in the chat room?
Don't you want to know?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get a beating.
All right, we're going back to Nathan for this one, and we're going to let it take us into the break. We're going to take a quick break. We've got another beer to evaluate right when we come back. Plus, I think we'll start doing our ugly ornament giveaway.
Yeah.
Nathan?
Oh, let's see here. I'm lost on this one.
We've got to wait.
It'll take a voice.
I know this one.
I know this one.
Sounds like Bon Jovi or something.
Yeah!
See, I was going to guess Tina fucking Turner.
New Jersey.
See, I was going to say, look, even though you like good metal, you got to know your fair share of bad metal.
Of course. Yeah.
Even Sam, I think.
He's giving music a bad name or love or something like that, right?
He's giving Christmas a bad name.
Yeah.
It's a hair band anyway.
I thought it was Tina Turner.
Unmistakable voice, unfortunately.
Did you really?
I really did.
Man, you suck at this so far.
When he hit that high...
That doesn't sound anything like Tina Turner.
He tried to hit it, but didn't hit it. That should have been your hint.
Well, I'm not familiar with Tina Turner's body of work, but...
You should be.
You never, like, stood in
She could hit the note a lot better than this man, I think.
Probably. Yeah. You're probably right.
All right, now I got to get some Tina Turner on here.
Yeah, you do.
Because
does she have a Christmas song?
Did you ever stand in front of your mirror, like, you know, singing the lyrics after you came out some, like, you know, crazy concert or something like that? I could see
Tina
you doing
Turner?
It. No. Bon Jovi. That's like the Bon Jovi kind of guy.
All right, Tina Turner. Here
Tina doesn't have a Christmas album?
Listen to the voice. She must, right?
That's her 80s stuff.
I don't see one here, though.
Yeah, what? Did her and Michael Tesh team up to do this awesome number?
Michael Tesh.
You know the words to this, even.
Touch of a man.
She sounds a lot like Sully. I never knew.
Yeah.
And Bon Jovi.
What's good about Tina is that you don't have to know the words. Sully's just mumbling things.
See, tell me this doesn't sound like Tina's like Bon Jovi.
It doesn't.
Listen, listen.
I like Sully's lyrics better.
The lyrics so well.
Everyone knows the chorus to this song.
Oh, okay.
If you don't, you're a Nazi.
He's got that cassette tape. It's got Bon Jovi on one side, Tina Turner on the other. It's his
favorite. It's my mixtape.
Yet he knows nothing about Madonna.
Yeah.
That's what he listens to when he goes to the gym.
He is out of it.
Yeah. I really pushed the pumping weights for this one.
All right. We'll give one a shot to take us in a break since I had to move away from Christmas music to test JP's theory.
And we were right.
No, we were not.
Doesn't sound like reggae.
If by we you mean me. I have faith in you, Shad. I think even though it's not your style, you're going to know it. Don't take advice from JP. He's the only one who's got it wrong so far.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah!
Right.
Very nice. It's the session. It's our Christmas party. We're going to do our ugly ornament giveaway when we come back. Someone's going to win some beer for those hideous things you send. Go to justin.tv/brewingnetwork. We'll put them on the camera. Let everybody vote. Hang in there. We'll be back.
Hey, Push, the new brewery's looking good.
Thanks, Finn. Piece by piece.
Well, let's fire her up. Whoa! Is that a new kettle?
Yeah, just got it brand new, but paid half price.
What? And that blade scale?
40% off.
The new tap handle?
$5 instead of 13. Got a new regulator for the brew stand, too, but $5 instead of 25.
Dude, where are you stealing all this stuff from?
Where else? The more beer deal of the day.
Announcing the beer, and more beer deal of the day. Every day, a new fantastic deal from big items to small that will blow you away. Boil kettles, carboy carriers, sterile siphon starters, digital timers. Watch morebeer.com every day for a new deal, and you just might find the item you've been waiting for at a price you cannot believe. Hurry, because stock is limited on most items.
And that sweet Guinness cap, let me guess. The more beer deal of the day. Yeah, I knew it. Come on, let's brew something. Find the More Beer deal of the day at morebeer.com. Celebrity voices impersonated.
What have you gotten out of a vial of White Labs yeast?
WLP001, Cal Ale, baby.
23, Burton Ale.
008, East Coast Ale.
Cal Common, WLP810.
It's going to be WLP400 with beer.
I got a sweet hoodie for my vial.
Huh?
White Labs, your source for great brewer's yeast, would like to invite all homebrewers to join the White Labs Customer Club. Redeem your empty vials for great White Labs merchandise and products. Free yeast, glassware, t-shirts, baseball caps, sweatshirts, polo shirts, and you won't believe what you'll get for 5,000 vials. Members also receive a newsletter packed with White Labs updates and facts, interviews with professional brewers, brew your own clone recipes, beercook.com recipes, and customer club stories. The White Labs Customer Club. Save your vials and get in the club. White Labs. It's all in the vial. What's good for the earth, good for your body, and great for your brew? Organic ingredients. This holiday season, the organic ingredient experts, Seven Bridges Co-op in awesome Santa Cruz, California, offers you the gift that keeps on giving to our planet. Sustainable, fair wage ingredients to make the best organic homebrew you've ever had. There's a growing demand for organic products, and your choice to brew with them supports organic farmers worldwide. Brew organic, and you'll brew excellent beer that is free from chemical residues and genetically modified organisms, and you'll help contribute to a better world. If you're looking for organic ingredients, Seven Bridges offers a huge selection of USDA-certified kits and raw ingredients from 8 ounces to 50-pound sacks of grain, whole and pellet hops, and all the equipment you need. Seven Bridges, the organic homebrew experts since 1997. Visit www.breworganic.com.
Pile on the hangover, just give it to me at once. Let it fall down like a curtain on my brain with a 1-2 punch. I know I was an ass and I drank too much. My life's a damn disgrace. Can't even stand to get up in the morning and look at my peaked face. The toilet bowl's my best friend. It got handles on the sides. Sees my face more than my rear end. That's a fact I cannot hide. That liquor down. Guess I'll save my money and buy another round. Pile on the hangover, just give it to me at once. Let it fall down like a curtain on my brain with a 1-2 punch. I know I was an ass and I drank too much. My life's a damn disgrace. Can't even stand to get up in the morning and look at my peaked face.
I drank so much I thought I was God. It barely touched my teeth. I pissed so much my sword was hardly ever in its sheath. Lucky girls, they look at me and then they turn away. Order up another shot, then you'll hear me say.
Pile on the hangover, just give it to me at once. Let it fall down like a curtain on my brain with a 1-2 punch. I know I was an ass and I drank too much. My life's a damn disgrace. Can't even stand to get up in the morning and look at my peaked face.
Betty Ford won't talk to me, she says my life's a waste. In the morning I'd agree with her, but my mouth is full of paste. I turned to God, he laughed at me, said hell's too good for you. Since I've got a special place, guess I have another brew.
Pile on the hangover, just give it to me at once. Let it fall down like a curtain on my brain with a 1-2 punch. I know I was an ass and I drank too much, my life's a damn disgrace. Can't even stand to get up in the morning and look at my peaked face. Can't even stand to get up in the morning and look at my peaked face.
Mix me your 100 grain amber recipe and I'm going to eat it. And then it can ferment in my gut. It totally works. The beer is almost identical to the grain sandwich.
Your colon won't know what hit it.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to The Session.
The Brewing Network. Saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Christmas is a time for presents, yes, and for giving lots of things. People think it's 'cause some guy named Jesus died, but he was not really there.
I don't know.
It's because he was born, not because he died.
Whatever. Yeah, I like how you tried to get your own philosophy poked in there, and you got it wrong.
Well, because
that's the Greek version.
As soon as I
that's how they tell it in Greek.
Greek version. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jesus died the day he was born.
Yeah.
Zeus killed him.
Yeah. Well, no, because I realized I got it wrong, and then I'm not very good at improv, okay?
That's what it is.
Does
and
not
then
stop
he
you
rose
from doing
again
it.
3 days later.
Bevo looks hurt, though.
And that was Easter.
I got it wrong.
Bevo was hurt.
She looks real fucking mad.
Well, I mean,
not because you said he was fake, but because you got the day, you got his birth wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
I forgot we were celebrating. Actually, he was born in June,
Not going to try to push my beliefs on anybody else, but really, it's really not,
not
that
like
hard.
JP.
It's a, haven't you ever seen The Manger? Come on. The nativity scene?
Well, that's
Jesus'
birth.
I didn't
want to
get
Easter,
into it with
Easter, you get the cross. You
is
know?
That that bedroom set with the black kings?
Look, I tried to go for something without thinking about it, and I made a mistake.
And
you made a mistake
and you were wrong.
Too, Sam.
Right.
Yeah, see?
It's called marriage.
One mistake
Dagan,
right there.
That's right.
Six-year-old pink Jesus. Six-day-old.
Six-year-old.
Six-year-old, that sounded good.
He was already 85 pounds when he was born. That's why it was a miracle. All right, we're about to get to our ugly ornament Christmas giveaway. First of all, we're going to put Schumann under the hot seat with this Christmas song. Schumann, I've been doing it all show long. You need to guess the artist. All right.
Ooh, I like
Cheers,
it already.
Your boyfriend was hot like me.
I actually really like this song.
100% chance that Schumann gets this right.
It's sort of disco, so I know he's a big disco fan.
Cole Hot Crash's new album, dude.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
Is this Wham / George Michael?
I told you that. That sissy would get it right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. JP, you're still the only failure in the room.
Yeah, I know.
It tells me a lot.
And then during this game also.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't go to my family Christmas party, because I hear that a lot.
That was a preview for me. I mean, I celebrate that guy's entire collection.
I know you do. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
It wasn't fair.
We should sing Last Caress one day.
I can't believe you muted me. I was really into that.
Not Last.
I didn't want to ruin... Schumann really only recognizes sissy male voices. I thought that you would convolute his guess.
I couldn't hear with that cat screeching going on.
Oh!
Ooh,
ouch.
All right.
Merry freaking Christmas.
All right. So my mother had the fantastic idea. It turns out she's got a great radio mind, unlike our producer. And she came up with the ugly ornament BN Christmas donation, where all you had to do was send in hideous ornaments. And we did it kind of late this year because we had missed a couple of shows, but still thought it was a good idea. And we did get some ornaments turned in. So it's a good idea, Ma, that you
did
it.
Not very many ornaments.
No, not too many, but it's more my fault, I think, because we didn't get it out in time. I think when people see these hideous things that were sent in this year, next year is going to be big.
No, it's their fault.
Oh. Thank you, Ma. That's right. It's not my fault.
That's where you get it from.
Nothing is ever my fault. It's always somebody else's fault.
You should know that by now.
Now, you've already perused over the ornaments, Mom.
Yes,
and
I have.
Are you impressed? Was it what you expected? Are you impressed with the BN Army's contribution?
Slightly.
Oh.
You thought they could have done
you're
better.
Not over-impressed.
I thought they could have been worse.
Right, as in better as in worse, they could have been. Okay.
She also thought you could have turned out better.
Thank you.
That's a whole other show.
I don't think she wanted to tell them that.
Now, did you find yourself curious about the other side of the ornament that I wouldn't show you? Did
not
you?
At all.
Your mom didn't give a crap.
You knew to take my word for it and not look at that ornament.
Yes, I did.
But we're going to show you listeners at home what we wouldn't show my mother.
Can I look at it now?
Do you want
you
to?
Sure.
No.
But it's kind of like a train wreck, isn't it, Ma? Like you almost feel like you can't look away.
Gotta look.
All right, you can look this time. Right now on the camera, you're seeing the front side of our first ugly ornament. And as you can see, it's a picture of a very ugly young lady. Probably something like what Bevo looked like about that age.
Ouch.
Well, she's got the glasses and the, just a funny look on her face. In fact, I think that is a yearbook picture of Bevo.
Of Bevo.
Yeah.
She was, she was a late bloomer.
Yeah, but the girl in that picture is like 35.
Oh.
Bevo's got to grow into those teeth, I guess.
Yeah.
Member of the Key Club.
That's just mean.
So, I looked at the ornament and I go, okay, that's a pretty ugly ornament. And then I turned it around. And before showing the camera, Shat, why don't you go ahead and show my mom the turnaround? Since she wants to see it, show her the other side of the ornament. So you're afraid to look, aren't you?
I can't see it. Your mom's like, well, going after your mom's reaction.
She doesn't want to hold it anymore. She just gave it away to Tasty.
I'm giving it to Juicy.
Juicy, take that from my mother.
That is so juicy, yes.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a ban.
And Juicy, do you have that poster on your wall at home?
No, I would not have this poster.
Right here, can you hand it to me? I'm older. I need this more.
Sully needs to see it,
but what does this have to do with beer?
I can see what?
Nothing.
It's a couple 12-packs.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you hope you don't wake up next to that in the morning.
Exactly. It is. Yeah. And it's also like she's not getting laid without healthy amounts of beer.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to wake up and go, well, what do you want for breakfast? I got waffles.
You know, it's the fringe,
hamburgers, pancakes.
The fringe around it is the yellow pages. And it's the physician and surgeon section. I mean, somebody was like, you know, somebody had to pick up every single section in the yellow pages. Like, oh, the physicians and surgeons section.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Speak volumes to me right
did
now.
Did you get a look at the ugly side, Beavis? Could I get that reaction in an audible sense?
She just puked in her mouth a little bit.
Oh, my God.
My sister.
One actually looks like a penis.
All right. Go ahead and put it on the cam, if you would. And for those of you listening, you know, in your cars.
She's obviously bent over and they're hanging down. There's gravity involved.
It's about a 75-year-old clearly a woman who's been through the ringer more than once.
Rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah.
It looks like two plums put in tube socks.
Yeah, in socks.
There she is.
Small socks.
In all her glory, right on the justin.tv/brewingnetwork if you want to view these. That's our first...
The chat wants to know if that's crazy, bitch.
Chat, is that crazy bitch?
Ouch. Looks too good. No.
It's not. Looks too good, he said.
Oh.
Okay. But so that's our first ugly ornament entry. A round of applause.
Good job, bitch.
And,
very creative.
But if you know that woman, please contact Chad at thebrewingnetwork.com.
Chu, what did you say that it looked like?
Two plums with tube socks.
Okay, so that's going to be called two plums in a tube sock. You're going to need plums to know these because we're all going to vote.
But I think there are two tube socks, though.
Whatever. Hey, we got it. It's not radio for two plums in a tube sock. And that's our first ornament. Listeners at home, keep the name in mind because you too are going to get to vote in the chat room for what you think is the ugliest ornament. And us here, we're going to get to vote for them as well. Okay, Shat, let's go ahead and get a look at our second ornament. This particular person who entered actually sent us three ornaments.
Whoa, geez.
All made out of wood. He likes wood.
Who doesn't?
They're kind of crafty and kind of that, you know, the first time you go to wood shop and in junior high, kind of crafty.
Where you don't do your assignment and you just look at the scrap pile to figure out something.
And then you draw on
they're
the
all
on
like ashtrays.
Yeah.
But he did attempt to carve out BN hop grenades and draw on them. And this one that we're showing right now.
Attempt.
Your mom is great. She's like the...
She's harsh.
She's the Roger and Ebert of like... Roger Ebert of this whole competition.
She is. And right now, Chad's like, wow, I thought you were an asshole. Your mom is strict.
Like a woodpecker got it or something.
It's got some like weird scotch tape around it, and it just says BN. What does the other side say? Because it's not English. JP, could you read that to us?
It says, Mary beer it must suck at Schumann. Mary beer it must, and then says suck at Schumann.
Yeah, see, all the guys who like do a half-assed job are going to, you know, be into me.
Yeah. But it's, so. You know, it's a hop grenade, it's taped, and then it says medium toast on the wood. So just so you know that it's a medium toast.
Okay, so we'll call that one suck at Schumann.
Piece of wood.
Suck it, you calling it suck at Schumann?
The suck at Schumann,
it's called suck at Schumann?
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Okay,
suck it
you're going to have to vote later, so you're going to need to know these names.
Suck it Schumann.
Yeah, they're passing it around the room. It's already been on the camera. What's the next one, Shat, while they're passing that around to get a look? The judges are looking closely at your artwork, folks. Yeah, don't think that we're just letting this
Nathan
stuff go.
Is really analyzing it right now.
Well, it's got a bunghole on the top. It's kind of
it does?
It kind of does. I smell.
There's a
it's labeled as such.
Sully's smelling it. He's
smelled the bunghole.
He's a good judge. That's why we hired Sully as
this
a judge.
This has to do with beer.
Suck it.
It's you know, you need to get aspects. You need to get creativity in there. You need to get difficulty
There's
level.
Copper involved.
It's a whole
well.
Thing.
Now, yeah.
See, Tasty has execution.
Yes, I have categories.
Creativity.
Execution, creativity, and vulgarity.
Yeah,
good.
Nice. Pretty good, right?
All the things we all enjoy here.
Green hops.
Okay, the next one, Mom is saying it's also a wooden hop grenade by the same listener sent this in, but this one's actually covered in whole hops and whole hop leaves.
Real hops.
Real hops.
Interesting.
Real hops.
Cheesy.
You could cover his mistakes.
Enough for a 5-gallon batch.
Yes. I'm impressed with this one.
Oh, look.
All right, so Mom gives points for execution, obviously, on this one. And she likes it. It's beer related, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And it was falling apart in the bag.
Good. It came in its own plastic bag so that we didn't make a mess. Okay.
A little name tag.
Now, it's sort of lost its shape as a hop grenade, but it does have the little grenade pin on the side of it, doesn't it, JP?
Don't pull that out.
It does.
Okay.
It does, yeah.
This is from a listener.
They did a good job. It smells like hops, too. It smells
them
real good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just simply call that one hop grenade, because it's kind of a real
hop grenade.
So,
you're very creative with
keep it simple.
Names.
Thank you.
Everybody's smelling it.
And it does... It does
still smell like hops?
Despite the glue used to keep the hops on there, still do get some hop character. In fact, it smells a lot like my beers. A little hoppy.
I think it's a
little chemically.
Yeah. Smells kind of Cascade-like.
Yeah. A la Justin.
I want this recipe.
6.8% alpha acid.
That's from Jewel.
Jewel.
The singer Jewel.
Jewel.
From Minnesota.
Jewel must have a cool
Ryan Thompson.
Song, right?
I didn't know Jewel.
What are you going to call this one? Hop grenade?
Yes, that one's
hop grenade.
It's more French. It's grenade.
That one, Sully, is hop grenade.
With the pin on the side.
I do have Jewel. Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
She's a better hop grenade designer than she is a singer, I think. But
Bevo, you like Jewel, don't you? Man,
yes. She does.
She was at the Brad Paisley concert I went to.
Well, you know, dreams last for so long.
Shut up, JP. Or, wait, sorry.
So precious.
Yeah. See, this is the part of Christmas that makes me want to shoot JP.
Oh.
Just because I feel bad.
Yeah. You know what? I would hold me down so you could shoot me. That's how bad I feel about this.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. All right, so we've got our next entry, also from the same listener. He sent in 3. I did get questions, people asking how many they could enter, and because I knew we weren't going to get too many, I said, whatever you want. This one is the pubic grenade.
Oh, geez, I don't want to touch that.
Oh, boy.
Pubic hair.
Yeah, Ma, would you like to describe the pubic grenade?
Let's hear what your mom has to say about this.
Well, it's green. It's got fake curly pubic hair on it.
Are you sure they're
sure
fake?
Sure they're fake?
Yeah,
I mean,
don't touch
really?
That.
I tested it. It's fake.
Okay, Mom says they're fake. All right.
I don't want to know any more about how
exactly.
They did it.
Exactly.
It says, BN pubic grenade. That's right.
That's right, pubes.
Okay, that's right, pubes. Did you catch that show last time, Sully? Or I don't know if it was our last show or whatever, but there was a whole theme that said, pubes. That's right, pubes.
No,
and they stole it. They actually, despite worry of copyright violations, they stole your line and just replaced it.
Wait, slow down here. What did you say?
I know.
There's somebody making money off of my
You're already, you're already texting your lawyer, aren't you?
Off of That's Right,
push
TM.
Contact
that's
the lawyers.
Right. You should have a TM on That's Right.
That's right. Pubes.
Yeah. Okay, so passing it around. Mom's not afraid to handle this one because she's convinced they're fake pubes.
The texture's all wrong.
She says the texture is all wrong.
Tasty gave it a sniff test.
What? You guys, what? I can't... Are you even concerned? I don't know if I want to touch this.
Let me spit
one out. There's probably one or two real ones in there, too.
Are you telling me that my mother was brave enough to test it, Sully, and you won't?
Well,
He's picking it up with a piece of paper.
You guys are related.
Well, we don't...
This is just weird.
Bevo, here, take a look at the BN pubic grenade. So
pubic
grenade.
Grenade. Who was the guy who did this? Jewel?
Now, if that's not a porn star name, I don't know what is.
The pubic grenade.
It was Jewel.
It would be great if Jewel mailed it in. She was a huge fan of the show.
And she's like,
those actually were my
When I'm on the road, I listen to you all the time. You got a contest? I'm going to mail them in. I'm going to mail 3 in.
I am so bored. I don't have a lot of gigs lately. And I thought I'd submit a pubic grenade. My Christmas song's flopped.
I've kind of had 5 years of writer's block, so I started brewing.
So I made it by, I cut out this grenade, and I put a bunch of glue on it, and then I sat on it, and then I got up really fast. It was nailed to the floor. And whatever was left, that's what you got.
I bet Jules
trimmed nice and neat down there.
I think so. Jewel's hot.
Yeah, I know.
She has those big boobies.
Yeah. If she wouldn't talk, she'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. I never noticed her boobs.
I haven't even thought about her until now, but she's kind of hot.
She's hot.
She's really hot. She also had a messed up grill when she first started.
Oh, no, she still does.
Oh, she did?
I kind of like her grill. I like the grill.
She still has the snaggle tooth.
Yeah, there's something about it.
As a character?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hmm. It's a flaw in the perfect woman.
It looks more available.
It's Sully's out. That's what it is. Yes.
No matter how much we fall in love, I can always look at that one snagglepuss tooth, and I can say, you know what? You're hot, but you have that. Yeah. If I could dump you now.
If I ever need to leave.
It's because of that. Yeah. All right. So
she might be really nice, guys, and have a really good personality.
You know, you're absolutely right, Truman.
All right.
Are you trying to get on a record label?
Yeah.
You've really got the Christmas spirit, Schumann.
Hey. She wasn't making it as a folk singer, so she released a country album.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why she was on tour with Brad.
It's going to be a lot better, I'm
Who's
sure.
Who's Brad? Brad who?
Brad Paisley. We're on a first name basis.
Yeah.
I don't know who that
is. Go way back. They go way back to the last shitty tour. All right, so now we're looking at our next ornament.
Hate your face.
And this one I just opened today, as a matter of fact. It was also sent along with a couple beers, I think.
Well, they're winning right there.
So it's a bottle of beer.
We can be bribed.
It's a bottle of something, isn't it? It's not quite beer.
What's going on over there? JP's kind of bent over.
Chad, you want to describe this one?
Is he wearing a thong?
Okay, the ingredients. 80% organic hippie crap. 15% star sand.
Uh-huh.
18% feelings.
Uh-huh.
0% juicy question mark? Zero. I don't know.
No
pants,
juicy.
0%.
Okay.
WLP69 crazy bitch yeast culture.
Oh, good choice.
Got
that
number.
For that recipe.
How the hell did he get that?
Oh, now Chad's jealous.
That bitch.
Yeah.
He's
dead crazy bitch.
He scraped it off his penis.
It says 2008 Rat Pad Brewing.
Okay.
Trademarked.
It should be trademarked. So that's if Rat Pad ever did put out an official beer, that would probably be it.
Right. Oh, it's a spicy holiday ale, carpet filtered, making the Yuletide gay.
Okay, perfect.
Show the top of that, Chad, because I think that's really cool. It's they made a little asshat out of carpet cleaner.
So it's a Corona bottle. It's got an asshat on the top, and then it's got pictures of our faces all over the side. Mom, how does that one?
Yeah, what do you think of that one
so far?
I really like this one. I'm impressed with this.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. What do you like about this one?
Took a lot of thought. I like the faces.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're ours.
A lot of feelings.
Yeah, even though they're yours. Something to remember you by.
Okay.
I like the ingredients being on here.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And would you like to see Schumann taste that beer at the end of the program?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I wouldn't drink it on a bet, but Schumann?
But Schumann, I'll make
passing
you do it for free.
To her.
As long as it's good for the show.
It's great for the show, Schumann.
Is this good radio?
You're doing great, Schumann.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
Oh, okay.
Get a glass.
I'll tell you what, if Shoe Light gets home before the end of the program, we'll put it off on him.
I'd appreciate that.
It does look
Dude,
pretty
he just
nasty.
Ate his dad. Shoe Light's had enough.
That's true. Yeah, hey, Shoe Light, why don't you wash down your dad with this awful beer? Okay, so let's pass that around.
What's this one called?
There's like serious sediment floaties in there.
I don't even want to know.
That looks like sewer water. Like, I think that's poo.
All right, sewer water, is that what we're calling this one?
We'll call that Rat Pad Brewing.
Oh, Rat Pad Brewing.
Because,
okay.
He had a little trademark.
Can I just rub it on my chest?
Sure. Okay, so that one was Rat Pad Brewing. Yeah. What else do we have now? And where's this entry from? This was a late entry. I thought my mother made it. Did you make this one, Mom?
That's mine. That's not an entry.
Oh, so maybe
well, she's a listener.
What's that saying about
you?
It's just on the camera then as an example of you know, how ugly
how
things.
How far you could take
it's
it.
Really, really disgusting,
yeah, and
Justin.
Actually, the treetop is much uglier.
Yeah, Mom made the treetop of our official ugly BN tree as well.
Pull that down, Chad. You want to
pelletize yeast in suspension?
Put the treetop on the camera. And the treetop's made from a styrofoam cup. What else is on that? What items did you use, Mom? Because you did put the qualifier at the beginning of the contest that they should be beer-related ugly ornaments.
Yeah, it's got barley hair. It's got a beer bottle cap for lips. It's got beer bottle, beer can pulls for ears,
mm-hmm.
And it has beer corks for arms.
What does it have for a penis, Mom?
Well, I haven't looked under the dress, but you can if you'd like.
Because everything that wears a dress in this studio has a penis. It's just kind of the way it goes around here. So I figured there must be something up there.
Sounds like my nightlife.
Schumann, what does it have for a penis? You must know. I'm sure you checked.
Go ahead, Schumann. You can look.
It has a sorry excuse for one.
Yeah, like me.
So there you go. All right. I do believe we've got our entries in front of us, right? Is that all of them, Shaq?
Yeah.
Are you sure we haven't left
anybody
out? Round
of applause for everybody, though.
Really, a lot
great
of great
job.
Entries.
Great finalists, yes.
Okay, chat room, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to name these. You know, I've already said the names. If you wrote them down, you're in good shape. You can go ahead and cast your vote in the chat room just by typing the name. Bevo will be tallying the scores. Or you can just kind of follow along as I go. If you read it, put in your vote. But do type in the name as best you can. It's the only way Bevo is going to know that's what you're voting for.
So I have a quick question for you. So are we voting for the ugliest one, like the one that is the most heinous, the most hideous that we think?
Yes.
Or, okay.
So that's the winner. You know, when we say best, we're really saying worse.
Okay.
And, you know, now, it doesn't mean that if they put in the least effort, you get it. It really has to be the epitome of an ugly BN ornament.
Gotcha.
Okay?
And listen up. You guys have a whole year now to think about this. So I expect a lot more from you next year.
We might need a bigger tree next year. So.
Okay.
Your mom's like the creative genius behind this, and she's staring across the board here to the promotions department. You.
I know.
And she's going like, you really dropped the ball here.
She's hardcore.
Yeah.
Messing around.
Another ball, but
also she doesn't blame me for anything. She blames all of you guys.
Well,
so
maybe that's
that.
Maybe that's why you haven't ever learned to take, you know, fucking credit for something. Yeah, to suck it up, Schumann.
Right.
Yeah, getting pretty close here.
That's why. Oh, a mommy's boy over here.
Do we have a late entry from Shat's mom? Shat's mom.
Uh-oh. I don't know if the rules allow this, but okay.
Uh-oh.
Now, did you know the rules that this is the ugly ornament competition? Is this entered? Are you entering it into that competition? Or is this more of a general ornament?
She's a fan.
This is kind of something for your house.
Okay. So this is...
A special friend made for us, for you.
By special friend, do you mean a retard made it?
No, I mean, no.
Special
my
needs.
Friend Rebecca.
Okay.
Does stained glass.
Who's not retarded. Okay.
Nope.
You sure?
She's a beautiful girl.
Okay.
And she made this out of love, and this is for you guys.
Really?
Made it out of love.
This is from love.
Is she single?
She is single, and she's gorgeous.
She is?
Oh. How old is she?
Oh, it's a little...
59.
She might not want me to tell her age.
Oh. Is she over 50?
No.
Mm. Over...
She's 40.
Oh, Sully, there you go.
So she's a MILF.
She's gorgeous.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, she made a stained glass hop grenade. Now, that doesn't go into the ugly ornament.
No. That is rad. That's real.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah, there's no way. That's the real deal.
No.
That's awesome.
If only our windows were clean, we could hang this and light would shine through it.
It's a stained glass artichoke grenade.
We'll wipe a spot off.
Okay. Shat, will you put this on the BN cam, please, so that folks can see?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, what was her name again?
Very cool.
Rebecca.
Rebecca's beautiful work.
Should we call her?
Thank
Let's call
you,
her.
Rebecca. That's beautiful work.
Let's call her.
Let's get Rebecca. Her on the air.
All right. Let me get her phone number.
All right. Give that over to Bevo, and we'll see if we get Rebecca on the line. In the meantime, let's
do
our voting.
Yeah, let's get back to the competition.
So we're going to go by show of hands.
Okay.
We'll go. Let's see. How many people we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9. We've got 10 in here, and then the chat room is the 11th, so it should work out perfect. Wait, did I miscount? We have 11 in here, don't we? 3, 6. Why are you letting me count? Yes, we do have 11. So chat room makes it 12. Now we'll see how it goes.
Out of the 11, how many are paying attention?
Good point.
Huh?
Thank you.
So the best way to do this is by show of hands, and then you know, I'll just count them up. Our first entry was the two plums in two tube socks, Schumann, as you...
Thank you.
As you correct me. Two plums in two tube socks. Only raise your hand if your vote is going to this one for the ugliest ornament.
Oh,
no
votes. Not a single vote.
I will say this. I did like this one because it looked like it took seconds to make, but yet it was great in that way. And it was absolutely hideous.
Just like children.
I liked it, too. It really fit the ugly ornament thing. I think it was missing the beer component is the only reason I didn't vote for this one. Because other than that, it's ugly. And it would have gotten... Yeah. If he had put in a bottle cap over her face or something like that, you know, it could have...
Or the yellow pages were like beer bars or something like that.
have stolen the show.
That would have been a home run right there.
Okay, so zero votes. So two plums in two tube socks.
The Yuletide fire starter.
Yeah, yes, that's what it will be. But really, a good effort. Okay, our second one, the wooden hop grenade with masking tape and a marker on it, and it was Suckett Schumann was the name of the entry, the Suckett Schumann entry. Go ahead and chat room, cast your votes, or in here, please raise your hand. JP.
Look around the room. Yeah. There's the one, I think.
One vote.
Why are you raising your hand?
Because I'm voting for it. Would you like for me to... You want to go over why now or later?
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because of all the ones that are, it's the ugly ornament beer related. I think the Rat Pad was fantastic. It took a lot of work and it was creative, but it was done well. The pubes, that was funny, but whatever. The hop grenade, you just wasted a bunch of hops, dude. But the Suckett Schumann, that was friggin' hilarious because it's in the shape of the thing and it had the thing on it and it's all masking taped up for whatever reason. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
I just thought it stole the show, man. I thought that was the worst possible thing you could ever send in.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
So it got you one vote. And
got you one vote, dude.
That, yeah. By the way, this was from the three entry contestants. So his next one was simply known as the hop grenade, and that's the one that was also a piece of wood shaped as a grenade, but actually had the hop flowers glued to it. Anybody vote for this one as the ugliest and best?
Hey,
one?
Your mom.
Wow, it should almost get mom's vote. Should almost be worth a couple of votes,
that's
right?
Two votes. Yeah.
So two votes from mom.
I like this one a lot. But I thought it was like a real ornament. It wasn't
it's
really
too well
ugly.
Done.
It was too exactly.
Just, you'd put this on your tree, Sully.
Yeah, I would hang it on my tree.
Really?
Yeah.
And Nathan, you would hang it on your tree.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's
dude. Why not? I mean, what is on your tree that we can hang that thing on there?
Yeah. I just don't have a tree, but I would. But
because you can't cut down the environment, Sully. You need to protect the environment. And if everyone cuts down the trees, then like terrace wind, man.
It's like you're wasting hops and trees all at once.
Yeah,
it's
why would
wrong.
You? Why
I
would
was
you do
just
that?
Trimming the tree back. Like
Nathan and Al Gore are against Christmas.
And they will fly anywhere to tell you that.
Two votes for the hop grenade ornament, which moves us on to this contestant's third entry, the pubic grenade. Does anybody vote for the pubic grenade? Well, Shad's excited.
Yeah.
Schumann is excited. Nathan is voting.
Yeah, only because he used some of mine.
It's just awful.
Oh, he actually farmed out some of your pubes for this one.
Yeah. It's kind of like salmon farming, only it's different.
Oh, I didn't know about this. This is late developing news. Here.
Yeah, had we that would have maybe changed Tasty's voting system.
The vulgarity points would have gone up big on that.
Not to mention execution. There was some shipping involved there. Yeah. And had to go. But does it change your vote, Tasty?
No, not at all.
Okay. So that's two votes for the pubic grenade.
Right. Telling you, if that's not a porn movie name, I don't know what is.
Pubic grenade.
Pubic grenade.
Ah!
This time, terror fights back. Or some shit like that.
This time, it's itchy.
I put it up inside her and exploded.
You read my mail?
You're getting my catalogs, aren't you?
No, pubic grenade.
JP and I have the same writer this week.
Exploding on your face.
March 2009. It's coming for you.
You could have just stopped that.
It's getting personal.
I think it's clear which ornament won by the lack of hands so far. Our last one, the official beer of the Rat Pad, I think. Does anybody vote for Rat Pad Brewing? Please raise your hand. And that's... you can't vote twice.
Oh, shit!
Okay.
My hands, arms!
And Connecticut can.
He's making good on his promise.
So what was that, like four?
Yeah.
Landslide.
I like that one. I like the Rat Pad.
Yeah,
I like
mandate.
It was one, two, three, four. I think it was five.
This is the chat room.
They also voted.
Yeah, they pretty much agreed. Yeah. Some of them are kind of retarded and didn't really get that they were supposed to give me names. So the ones that did give me names said this one, so I just went with it.
Okay.
And also, I know what's in there. The maker of that.
What is it?
Delightful ornament told me what is inside that.
Is it drinkable?
Is it true? Bucket of AIDS.
Is it drinkable?
What is it?
It is. Trub from an IPA racked last week, and he added Everclear to kill off any bacteria and yeast so it would not explode.
totally drinkable.
Totally drinkable. Schumann?
Schumann, it's totally drinkable.
It's for the show. It's for the show.
Hey, guys. I'll just drink a little bit of this.
If you can chug it, dude, I'll give you the rest of my beer here.
I won't make, just maybe just a shot of it. You know, it can't be worse than your brother eating your dad today. Yesterday.
I'll tell you right now. I'll do it if you do it. I'll take a shot
Jesus.
Of it.
Jesus.
See, now he's throwing down.
Wow.
And the unofficial vote from the chat room is Chad's dad's sweater. Because he's on camera right now.
That's the unofficial ugly ornament vote.
Nice.
All right. So we have two winners. Our official winner of the ugly ornament contest is the Rat Pad Brewing ornament. Really a wonderful ornament.
Hey.
Well done.
And then honorable mention goes to Shat's dad. Thank you.
Hang him up.
Shat's dad. Very nice work, everybody. Very nice work. Did we have a beer we're supposed to try?
I think we have like three we're supposed to try, but I'm drinking them.
We could do...
We had a double IPA a while ago. Where'd that go?
We're still doing our conical giveaway. It'll be after the next break. You're going to want to stick around.
I just love the fact that the Rat Pad ornament rant won. I mean, post and post often.
Go ahead and speak at me.
Like a 3 million times.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
That's what this is in the bottle.
We're juggling
right here.
Bottles here.
Oh, you guys are trying the Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh.
Which,
Oh, who's that?
Oh, it's so dirty.
Juicy, that was dirty.
Who is
did
that?
Did he die?
I got that dirty old man thing down pretty good, didn't I?
Sure did.
Beva, who was that?
Who was, that's Bub in a Christmas ornament.
I thought that was Bub.
Bub hasn't looked that svelte in 20 years.
Get some ODB
or that tall, really.
Oak-aged Imperial
What's
Stout
happened to him?
Is the ODB.
Oh, here we go.
Whoa, I've never heard this one. This is some new shit,
this
man.
This Christmas album?
Where's his old shit?
Intoxication. That's not ODB.
No. You're like, you know, yeah, one of those songs.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy.
Y'all shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
Right.
Why am I drawing a blank right now about the name of the...
Well, okay. Yeah, from the home of the Brook.
Didn't change his name to like Baby Jesus or something?
Why can I not think of the
Baby Jesus?
Yeah,
Wu-Tang.
So this is a oaked
cream?
Russian Imperial Stout we're drinking.
Bring the Ruckus.
Cream is good. Bring the Ruckus is good.
Is it? That's what we're drinking?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know because I don't have any.
Oh!
We did that for a reason.
That's what she says at Sam all the time.
I like
the
Wu-Tang
sword style. If what you say is true. The Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
Oh.
I'm gone. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang sword.
Smells really good.
Okay. Whoa.
You want to rap for you? You want to rap for you?
Is it Barry from Connecticut? Is it Barry?
It's really angry.
Carafelli or something?
Yes, Barry from West Hartford sent this in.
My Glock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse. I come rough. Like an elephant tusk.
Your head rust.
Fly like Egyptian musk. Oh shit. We take clans. Bust the witches.
I don't know all the words, but you know.
If he's turning red, he needs to breathe.
You ever seen Office Space where the guy's listening to like hardcore rap?
That's what JP looks like. It was like Sully yelling out Run DMC earlier.
Terrence came in and I kind of
like a black guy rolls up, so he rolls up the windows and turns it down.
It's a good song, man.
Yeah. What were you listening to? Nothing. Barry Manilow.
JP, you are really an angry man.
I just got some cream
I like
here.
Wu-Tang Clan.
You want to give it another shot?
Yeah. I guess it makes sense.
Wu-Tang, yo. Represent.
I don't know all the words, right?
You didn't get past the first stanza.
Yeah.
React what?
You want cream instead?
Oh, cream's good. I know all the intros. Word up.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Barry. Yeah. We're going to get to your beer here in a second.
Word up.
Two for fives. Got two for fives. Niggas got garbage around the way. Two for fives. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up. Two for fives. Cash in. Use everything around me. Cream, get the...
Yeah. Oh. Check this old fly shit out.
Shall in.
Cash in. Use everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
I've been smoking motherfuckers since a slave ship.
Staying alive was no job. Second hand, no dumpster, an old man. And the way moved to Shaolin land.
And I don't know the rest of the word.
Not bad, Jipper, not bad.
But if you got 36 chambers or like Method Man, that's I know that song.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Okay. Me THOD man, I know that song. Yeah. Got to know that song. I'm not wearing it anywhere right now.
I don't know that song. Yo, so it's going down like that, Jeff.
Yeah. No, no, make it
Say the N-word a lot.
I don't know why.
Are they mad?
They hadn't buried the word yet.
What about fucking mothers and the N-word?
Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the GZA, old dirty bastard, inspect the deck, Raekwon the chef. You God and the face killer and the method man.
See, and then you gotta let it just kind of ride here, you know?
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Sully, is this on your iPod?
You get off my style. Right, you don't know me and you won't know my style. You're just a song and it's always have a sand and it's
always a sand.
The method man. Patty cake, oh, baker's man.
Something, I don't know. I know the song. Peanut butter, because I'm like butter. If I, something, I don't know. I'm real bad at it. I can get it like in chunks, man.
What right. about Give Me the Loot by Notorious B.I.G.?
See, I don't you know like that one? I don't like Biggie. I think he kind of sucked. I don't know.
It's a great
like
song.
It. I didn't like it.
Okay. But he likes all the other violent stuff.
But could you rap
what
along
about
to that?
Give me the loot from Notorious B.I.G.
Dot.
The Notorious Big.
Biggie.
At the same 4-5. I've been shooting motherfuckers since a slave ship.
Solid!
With the same clips. Like,
in the same... What is it?
2-4-5 something. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. He got a hoagie in his mouth and he's singing. I have no idea. Big fat bastard.
Yeah, rap's fun, isn't it?
What was it called?
The rap music is very fun.
What's the track called?
I don't know.
It's called Give Me the Loot.
It's Oh Look Out, I'm Dead Now by Biggie.
Jesus, what's with the anger towards Biggie? Did you like you
making
you,
just a joke?
Back in the West Side on that one.
Don't worry about it. It's a joke. It's a little joke.
Oh man,
it's explicit. Maybe I shouldn't play it.
Oh, it is.
You gonna give it a shot, Sully?
I don't know if I can do this one.
It's give a rap and Christmas at the BN.
Give me a little more volume.
I can't hear my headphones.
Some reverb.
In the house.
Give me some hose, please. We gotta wait till we get to the chorus.
Three. Like a white guy rapping to me.
Be with me. Fucking me. Motherfuckers full of tight. I'm stressed. Yo, Biggie, let me get the back. No need for that. Just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat. The tech is to his back. Word is born. I could do this in my own room.
See? It's hard, right?
Yeah. Let's go in the shower.
I so want a webcam in that room when Sully's rocking this.
With the same clip and the same 4-5. 2-point black, a motherfucker short of time. Mel, you have to imagine it.
Good job, JP and Sully. I think we have a new bit that might happen.
It's the guys that go like this. 4-5, slave ship.
If you have any CB4. Because I'm black, y'all. That's a good song.
You already said Method Man.
I can get it in chunks if you let me play the whole song.
You've said it like a few times. I can get it in chunks.
I can.
I think Sully and JP might replace the gangster rap duo of Push and Smash.
Nah, well, we have a rap group. I don't know if you remember that. For Danielle's Going Away show, the Soft Gloves.
Oh, that's right. You guys did rap. I forgot
about
did. That.
We were the Soft Gloves. So maybe Sully.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about
it's
that.
Time for a reunion tour.
All right. So that was our one and only show. This Oak Age Imperial Stout sent in by Barry. It's 1010 OG. 1.10.
OG.
1023
finish. Could be a 1010 OG.
1.1.
Could be a 1010 original gravity.
9.9% alcohol, it says.
It can't be a 1010.
Wait, what is this? An Imperial Stout? What do you say?
A 1010 is 1.010.
But then I corrected myself and I said 1.10 a couple of times.
Oh.
OG 1.10. Oh. FG is 1023.
Okay. What's the FU on it?
It's this one?
You know exactly.
It's a personal
that
note.
Was a special note to you.
Wait, what?
I like this beer. I like the aroma more than I like the flavor. I'll say that. But the flavor is pretty nice, too.
No, it's an excellent beer. It's a well-made beer, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the aroma is beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Starts out a little sweet, but...
it does.
Wait.
But it finishes great.
Dry. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Which is, I think the only reason why I say the aroma is like, oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah. But is this the one you're drinking right here?
No.
It's the dark stuff.
It's the Imperial Stout, okay.
What is a dark one like ODB?
What oak did they use in there, do you know?
No, he didn't list it.
I would have to guess French.
Didn't do as good a job as Tasty McSheen listing everything. You're guessing French, huh?
I am, because it doesn't have a lot of like vanilla qualities to it. Like, you know, it's more like a pillowy marshmallow kind of a thing.
It seems pretty aggressive in the oaking, actually.
I think that's also what it's too, and I almost kind of want to say it's chips, not cubes, because it's like beer, oak.
Yeah.
It's not layered really at all.
It tastes more like oak rather than oak age kind of feel to it.
I judge the...
it's
I
good, love it. Though. It's great.
I love it. I think it's a great beer.
I think it's really good, but I judge the strong and oak barrel aged category this year at the GABF, and it was like really interesting because you had some people that had oak way over the top, and other ones it was just like a subtle component of... the whole beer, and I think that's really important when people use oak. This is a really good beer, though.
Yeah,
it is. You know, I would score it a 38 or a 40.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a really good beer.
Right.
He had another beer too. Do we not have? I don't want to do it right now. Do we have that one too? Or
is that his double IPA?
Did you pour it already? Is it gone already?
Is this,
already?
This one right here, the old dirty bastard? No, that's one we're having right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they already drank it, so we can't. Sorry, we can't judge your fatty boom balatty because it was dranked. But the ODB is great.
It was done drunk today.
It was done drank today.
I don't drink it.
That done good.
That was really good. It was like the time I got away with murder.
Who M did this?
Yeah. I can't get this kind of good things in prison. However, I will try to make it in the toilet.
Didn't OJ not get life?
No, he didn't get life. He was never up for life. He got like minimum of 9 years or some shit.
Got
like
the
that.
Best part of what he's got left.
I thought there was a potential for him to... be there for life.
No, I don't think so.
Because of the kidnapping charge.
I think it was like 25 or 30.
Kidnapping's illegal?
Something like that.
Yeah, like, so are you saying that you can...
Shit.
You can,
I gotta go. I gotta get somebody out of the closet.
You can kidnap and only get 9 years?
No, he got... It was like a minimum of 9 for all the... I don't know. It depends.
Because shit, I can hack 9 years.
Well, because there's programs you can get into, right? So you can get out at, you know, a certain time. So if you're sentenced to that time, you can get into programs that'll reduce your sentence by a couple years.
In What's fact, this I could program? Stand to not pay rent for 9 years. I think that would help the BN in a lot of ways.
You could probably do a radio show from inside the pen.
You could do everything from inside the pen. Of course, I'd go to the library. Connect to the internet.
The interwebs.
What is that?
Watch television programs.
WWW.
Yeah. Me and my homies will do a show from the pen, from upstate.
I just watched this program this afternoon on Cheech and, or Chong. What's his name?
Tommy Chong,
where he was arrested for making pipes, basically.
Yeah.
This whole scam with the Attorney General's office. And he, you know, he went to some prisoner in Taft, California. It sounded like it wasn't that big of a deal.
Really?
It looked pretty good, actually.
Yep. Again, selling paraphernalia across state lines. Or on the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Okay. Did he have something to do with that?
That was his law, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. And he's going to be the next VP?
Yeah. Just letting you know.
I just opened that door for you just now.
Well, and in jail, you don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't earn any money, sweetheart.
So?
Well, that's why.
You don't have to pay.
I mean, that's why.
All right, Slinky.
I earned 4 cigarettes this month. What's the government cut on it?
Our friend and listener, Slinky, came by for the Christmas party. We're going to give him a test now.
Come on, Slinky.
Did your dad just come in here with his phone on ring?
On some really groovy...
How long has he been listening to that show?
Yeah. First he comes in here with that offensive sweater, and then he leaves his phone on ring.
I'm seeing spots. Oh, because Bob's here.
He needs to hear... You need some headphones back there behind you.
The phone rang as his sweater lit up.
He needs headphones.
I'll just put it on the... I can put it on the speakers for you, Slinky. This one's for you. Guess the band, all right? For some reason, I think you're going to get this.
There he goes. He's got his headphones on.
Ooh. I don't know why. You just look like
this.
What
the fuck is this?
You look like this kind of band kind of guy.
Right now he does. Last time I saw him, he was not very clean shaven.
Guess there's a long intro.
That's with all these songs. There's like a lot of...
Remember the old Christmas songs? It started right off.
It was intro like, three times chorus.
Like Feliz Navidad. Starts right there.
Hoss.
Because the Christmas song pop artist is all about filler.
Yeah, nail him to the cross. Nail him to the cross.
Bebo's listening and that offends her.
Yeah. Doesn't like that.
She believes in it.
Wow. Enough with the intro already.
Yeah. Well, Slinky, you get it so far?
Messiah. Where's the Messiah?
Vegas?
Baby Jesus.
The blue guys?
Chad thinks the blue man group? It could be. I was hoping this would be more distinct.
Only Chad would get that wrong. You know, the blue guys. Oh, you mean the blue man group? Yeah. Right.
The blue man group. Is that what you were speaking of? The Vegas phenomenon?
Phenoms.
Jeez, right, can you just advance that at all? I mean...
Apparently it's an instrumental. So what do you think, Slinky? Who is that?
It's not very good.
That's wrong.
Right, exactly.
All right, we'll give you an easier one then, since that one wasn't gonna fly. This one ought to start quick. Oh, and it's live.
Yeah, all right!
Give it up, give it up!
Or the...
I'm deferring to Tasty if you don't get this one, because he should be able to.
There you go. That's a giveaway right
that
there. Come on, Slinky.
Sure giveaway.
Come on.
How old are you, Slinky?
He looks like he's about 10 today. With that cardigan sweater on. What is that thing you're wearing?
12.
22.
Hi.
You could still
sweater.
Get this.
This isn't
here comes
good
the voice.
Pull the big band.
After he entertains the crowd. For the 8-minute intro.
Come on, everybody.
Concert's going forever.
Tasty, do you know it yet?
I got it.
I just want to say.
The big man on saxophone. All the way from New Jersey.
We'll start doling out clues here
soon. I'm just trying to help the radio show out right now.
Merry Christmas, baby.
That should give it away.
What is happening right now?
Do you know it, JP?
I have no idea.
Jesus.
I kind of...
Right, they're from the East Coast.
Sully's got it.
Sully, I know it, but I want
to... I want Slinky to do it.
New Jersey?
Yeah, Slinky's
from New Jersey.
Sorry.
The Jersey Shore?
The faintest.
Stone Pony?
His band, even New Jersey doesn't give it away to you, Tasty?
It's Bruce Springsteen.
There you go!
Oh. Wow.
God, he sucks.
Kind of James
I'm glad
Brown.
You thought of that because of me. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Bruce Springsteen?
I've heard of him.
What is it? Nate, can you name another Bruce Springsteen song?
Not a single song, no.
You can't.
Born in East L.A.? That he did that
you've
one?
Never heard Born in East L.A.?
Slinky, what do you listen to with that sweater you're wearing at home?
That sweater you're wearing.
My sister gave me the sweater.
I just want you to know that I really like your sweater.
Thank you. See?
I'm a big fan of Argyle.
You're a born and grinned Christian, though.
And what are you doing after the show? I just kind of want to know.
Slinky, Sam.
Slinky, last time I hung out with you, we were at a bar in Crockett around here somewhere.
Nice.
And things were kind of out of control. But you kind of had a grisly look to yourself. I mean, have you cleaned up or something? Are you off the meth or what's going on? I mean, because you really look very well
all
together.
All the way through the program. And now, I've been clean for...
I'm 12-stepping it all the way home.
I just stepped over his sobrital thing.
On the 12 steps of Christmas, my sponsor gave to me one Argyle.
Hey, we never talked to the Sting Glass lady. What happened to her? She couldn't get a hold of her?
I guess, Carol, you've never heard this?
Here you
lady?
Go.
You better lie to me if you've never heard this before.
Bob's getting into it.
Yeah, Bob's loving it.
This is just down the street from these guys.
Say what, Slinky?
It sounds familiar.
You are... Where are you raised? Pakistan?
Durka, durka. Jihad, jihad.
Yeah, you have to go to a hockey game or something. You'll hear it.
I'm going to take a jihad out on your ass, Slinky.
Slinky, what are you listening at home?
Here's the catch, the hook.
I heard it once when I was in the supermarket.
In the supermarket,
it was on. That's fine. It was on the Safeway channel.
Yeah, and then all the versions. There was Born in East L.A.
and Milk
Chiefs
was on
Marine.
Their own.
All right,
and then there was Band in the USA. Like
before
Chad
the break,
fighting for Argyle sweaters in the USA.
Field Marshal from Massachusetts has a Christmas carol for Shat. It's a Shatmas
carol. It's the world's first Shatmas carol.
He says it's the world's first Shatmas carol.
Yum,
Field Marshal, are you there?
Hey. It is the world's first Shatmas carol, Justin.
Your penis is all
this
hairy.
This is an exciting moment, Shat. Do you think you're ready for the world's... Field Marshal, have you know...
This is a very important time of year.
It is. And his dad's here to hear the very first Shatmas carol, too, you know.
And it's Christmas sweater. That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you guys should. Wait.
Probably the only time anyone will ever be able to hear it.
But before we do this, Jake, can we get Chad and his dad in front, like, you know, taking a knee in front of the camera? In front of the webcam?
Is there room for both of them over there?
Yeah, they could fit.
You guys want to get in front of the
camera?
Out.
Just get in front of the camera. Come on.
Is that a wide angle?
It's a wide angle.
All right, your dad's into it, Chant, so guess
what?
Come
on, what? Chad.
Chad, you got to sit down.
Come on, baby.
It's for the
Chad.
Show.
He's got the sweater.
It's tree bud.
Come on, Chad.
It's for the show.
Go do it.
I'm sure if you wanted to borrow Sam's sweater, he'd let you.
Take a knee with your dad.
Chat just gave like that look like, do I got to really do this,
Sam's
Dad?
Sam's sweater would fit Chat famously.
It'd be like a bra.
Join in. Right now, here you go, son. Just sit next to me, just like Santa.
Yeah. All right. Bevo, let me see the angle, please. Is it on the camera? Okay. Well, there's one. Where's... oh, no, they're both... Okay, great. Are you ready to proceed, Field Marshal?
Chad's just blocking him.
I am.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
This is the world's first Shatmas Carol. This is the Boombastic Shatmas Rat Pad Remix 2.7B.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Official.
Word.
I'm sorry, I can't sing, but I'll go through with this.
Join the club.
Someone else will call in later and do something worse.
Go for it.
Mr. Crazy Bitch a Lover. Mr. Crazy Bitch a Lover. Crazy Bitch, call him Shatastic. Hebrew Bass, fantastic. Bruising Styles, classic. Why Justin tastes like plastic? Shatastic, got from Jay-Z. Goat Blessed, 15 of 50. Shatastic, winning Kasi. Banging all them metal groupie. At the NHE, shat and tasty. Make Eiffel Tower out to floozy. As Doc B. Truth a drilling. JPB hobo skinning. Freak, but Shatastic B. keg filling. Straight up counter flow a chilling. Flows, hoes, Trader Joe's. Crazy bitch blows like baby feet dingoes. Infect Shaq junk and curl his toes. Doc diagnose why little Shaq glows. Shat brews the beers on a 15 to 50. Shat do's the hoes, age from 15 to 50. Shat beers boys out of 50. As long as Shaq get no help from Justin the filthy hippie. Crazy bitch jumping on Shat's crotch. Ankle bracelet tid Sasquatch. Biscuit sneaks into watch. Homebrew fuel well debauch. Crazy bitch needs a grooming. Lady bitch look like Schumann. With the hair from JP Double Chin. Hard to tell where to stick it in. Shat notify your next of kin. Mr. Crazy Bitch a Lover. Mr. Crazy Bitch a Lover. Crazy bitch call him Shatastic. Shatastic brew beer fantastic. Bruising Styles plastic. Well, Justin tastes like plastic. Don't worry, Shat's mom, it's just a bit.
Nice.
That's great. She's standing right there here. Too.
It's just a bit, Chef's mom.
Field cool. Marshal, that was pretty intense, man. That's nice work.
Done, well done.
Wow.
We'll get you a bass line and a beat there. And
yeah, I think we'll get people on that right away.
I'm
curious as to how long you've been working on that, because you didn't just come up with that tonight.
It's been snowing
actually,
a lot.
This morning I heard that Boombastic song on the radio, and somehow I thought Boombastic, Shatastic, and
just went for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lyrical genius.
Yeah, have you ever considered getting a job writing songs?
You're a lyrical gangsta.
No, because I have no musical or singing talent.
I disagree.
Neither did William Hung.
I totally disagree. Yeah, and by the way, that's perfect for the hip hop world.
Yeah.
But I would say Hillel is supposed to call in and sing Spice Girl. He said he would in the chat yesterday night.
Who?
Okay, well, maybe we'll get some.
I'm doing this now. It's because somebody else is supposed to call in and sing Spice Girl, so I figured that would be worse.
Oh. I think next year we're going to have two big competitions, a larger ornament competition and a Shatmas Carol competition.
We definitely need the Shatmas Carol.
It was pretty good,
Shatmas
man.
Shatmas Carol. Shatmas must always be celebrated.
Shat, what do you think about your first dedication to Shatmas?
That's pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Did it meet your groove?
Work, film. Oh, yeah.
Would you have boomed it in the Escalade?
Oh, I'd bump that.
You would.
Oh, I'd bump it.
Oh, yeah.
Bump it like a crazy bitch.
Sully would bump that as well, whatever that means. I would like to bump it and bump, and then bump it again.
Sully's word. Bumping all the way home.
Mother to the word.
Bumping uglies.
To the B, to the D, to the bump.
Field Marshal, you're awesome. Thanks, my brother.
All right. Good night, guys.
Hey, Field. Send me your address. I'm going to send you a brand new Brew Strong t-shirt, my brother. I appreciate that effort. That was at least worth a t-shirt. That was awesome.
All right. Thank you.
See you, man.
Someone else will step up and...
I hope so, too.
Yeah, challenge.
Better than that.
Thanks, brother.
I just have to tell you right now, I just texted Steph that I was rapping on the air, and she texted me back and said, about what? You're white.
Yeah. You have nothing to be angry about. Can't rap.
So that was the first and last time I will ever rap on the Brewing Network show.
You heard it here.
I'm having problems getting funding, and I am in front of the bus, and it's really cold. I don't have a wrap around my shoulders.
I like cans.
Swing and a miss.
You know what, B? I'm going to fuck you up.
We'll work that one out in the post-production.
Yeah. We'll scrub it. Bevo should scrub her face.
What are we drinking here?
I still can't believe that Slinky doesn't know who Bruce Springsteen is.
Should we give him another
shot? Honestly, don't think I would have gotten that. I know who Bruce Springsteen is, but I don't think I would have guessed that either.
The voice, singing.
I would have gotten Born in the USA, but I wouldn't have gotten the other one.
That 12-hour intro.
Yeah, but we know you suck already.
Do we, Sam? Is that true?
You, Bevo, you play Christmas Christian tunes at home? Is that the deal? Okay.
Right. Our Santa is an awesome Santa. Jesus likes snowmen too.
All right, quick break. When we come back, Conical giveaway. We're going to do it with JP's ass.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, geez.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I haven't showered in a couple days either.
One lucky donating listener is going to receive himself a brand new 7.5-gallon Conical for more beer. Hang in there. It's BN Christmas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
I rolled a 15, and I get a +2 from my yeast starter.
Nope, sorry. You failed your roll. Your beer is infected.
No way.
You had to beat a 24. It's schizosaccharomyces.
This sucks. I just failed versus oxidation. Our party is fracked. Doug's the only one left, and his beer is a Berliner Weiss.
What's this? A tea party?
Hey, this is a brew session, man. Get lost.
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore.
I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Does your significant other know the difference between an Irish red ale and a Flanders red ale? Do you burp, drizzle, spalt, and fart Y East 2308? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs, ingredients, equipment, and knowledge 24 hours a day at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping, only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the socially awkward Patter's beer and the sci-fi convention showstopper number 8. Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator.
Yeah. I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to
The Session.
Out of Brewcast. This is the Brewing Network.
Break me down. So close to the Christmas giveaway.
Oh my gosh.
So close that I can see the conical right there. Go to justin.tv/brewingnetwork. It's there. We're about to do our drawing. Just me, Sully, and Bevo.
I just met Shat's mom out there.
Yeah.
They look, you know, his dad, they look like a great, you know, northeastern family, you know.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
They've got Nor'easter written all over them.
I mean, and his mom met me. I said, hi, I'm Sean. It's nice. Oh, I feel like I've known you. I know you. And I was like, oh, geez, what have you, you know, because she listens to the show, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately I was in a panic, like, you know, what, like, is she, you know. Okay. She's probably looking at my head going, like, you know, it's not as big as what I've heard.
I mean, I thought I knew you, but you've got a smaller head. I thought you'd be falling over.
Exactly. There'd be a crew around you, like, trying to lift you up with, like, buttresses and, you know, pulleys and winches, like, trying to hold that thing up.
I bought an extra big ham for dinner because I didn't want to make you feel awkward. I thought if your head was bigger...
Just put your head down next to the spiral ham and you'll look fine.
Yeah.
They're great. They're huge supporters, too. I mean, yeah. I just can't believe it. Their poor son. I mean, the things he does. I mean, he's still got them hoodwinked and thinking it's a bit. I love it.
I know. I love that. That was the best line of the song. The last
part, it's a bit.
Mama Shad, it's all a bit. It's good.
A poor family.
Get back out there and make a ham.
Send your donations to chatsfamily.com.
Yeah, they need them. Shameful son they've got.
Yeah, well, at least you got him out here. They're here for the holidays. Oh, you're sitting right next to me. I'm sorry.
Hello.
We were just talking about your mom. Your mom's a lovely woman. Your family's great for being here right now.
Absolutely.
And putting up.
They love coming out. Yeah. They love the show.
Good time.
So what are you guys spending in the holidays? I mean, what's going on? Where's Christmas?
Well, pretty much Antioch, California, over by Schooners.
Okay.
And, we have cousins out there and pretty much stay out there with the little kids, you know. It's all about the little kids, so they love coming out, spending time.
Everyone going to wear sweaters?
Like your dad's?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I still have mine, so.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's really popular right now, actually, to have these ugly sweater parties, as a matter of fact.
They're
people
back
are, like,
in.
Really, and like Steph's neighbors were having one of those. I kind of just wanted to show up and see what was going on.
Yeah.
Because
what else are you going to do with all these sweaters that have been accumulating over the years?
Well, it's the Christmas sweater. It's the hideous Christmas sweater. And what's really interesting when you're in the mall, I was in a mall last weekend. I was in L.A. My mom was having a little bit of a health issue. And I went to the mall, and I'll never do it again. But I saw those sweaters. I heard that music, and I just said, you know, I called Steph up and I said, don't get me anything for Christmas. I don't want anything. I'm not going to get you anything. You have no idea what it's out there like out there right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So shopping.
Shop online.
Shop for the kids, just like Shat said.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason.
Oh, yeah. All about the kids.
Unless you're buying gifts from thebrewingnetwork.com in the store.
Do it online. It saves you that trip that Sully's talking about. I did my first shopping ever from Walmart.com. this holiday season.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I like to stand up on my high horse and not go to Walmart because I just, for one, going to a Walmart is just an awful experience.
Yeah.
You feel a lot trashier than you actually are. I'm trash already. I mean, let's face it. I live in Pacheco. I'm about as white trash. But, you know, there's something about going to the Walmart that makes you feel, it just accentuates that about you. And I don't like it at all.
So when you walk in there, is your, like, because you see where you've been successful with your radio career. You know, you're on a upward trajectory for the most parts.
Where's that
thank you.
Yeah, where's that happening?
Thank you.
And then you kind of look at the greeter when you walk in there, and you think that you, I could have been that person if I didn't decide to get, if I didn't have a good voice and ability to produce shows and all that.
No, thank you for being at Walmart. Would you like a card?
I more think that I still could be that person. Yeah. I really have a huge fear of, I'm being honest here, I have this fear of having to go back to the jobs I used to have to do.
Yeah.
So when I see those people, I just go, I kind of say a little prayer as I pass by. it's called my better you than me prayer.
Yeah, and have you noticed the other thing, the abundance of the electric, like, motorized wheel, shopping cart that everybody's riding around on now? I mean, America is just falling apart.
Lazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And but I went to the Walmart.com, I didn't have to do the store trip.
You don't need your electric chair for that.
I don't. And let me tell you why I decided to go ahead and bite the bullet and step down from my soapbox. For one, I'm poor.
Yeah, that's the reason to do it.
I cannot afford to stand up on my soapbox this year. But on top of that, my mom's not in here, right?
No.
So I had to get my mom a Garmin.
A what?
The woman can't find her way out of the bathroom. Okay, she gets lost just walking down to the end of the driveway.
So is there something wrong with that?
I had to get her the Garmin.
So you're running errands for
like a GPS, right? Well, she just moved to California.
Oh, a Garmin.
A Garmin.
Oh, I thought you said a Garmin.
Unspeakable.
Like you were buying some clothing for her.
No, the Garmin, the GPS thing.
I didn't buy a Garmin. Give her a Garmin.
Conscious panties.
I had to get that because I feel bad for her. She moved to California. She's trying to get around. And
that's
and
the
she,
best thing. That's a great gift.
So I, but they're pricey.
Yeah,
right?
They're not cheap.
I know that that's what I need to get her. So I go looking around, and it turns out Walmart's got they're like the lowest model is generally about $250 for these things. $100.
That's not bad.
$100. You know, it was more than half off on these things because I know they say it's bad for the economy that all of the retail prices are so low. But I'll tell you what, it's fucking good for me.
And, well, you didn't have to wait in line and like at 5 o'clock in the morning and kill somebody to get one either. So
exactly.
You just did it from, in your underwear from, the comfort of your home.
Totally. I had my hand down my pants and, what else are you going to do when you're shopping for your mom, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, just the story is there are deals out there to be done and, even though I had to bite the bullet and shop from Walmart.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. If you can't afford it, you got to,
But I got a great
Walmart's
gift out of it.
Not that bad.
It's
pretty
bad.
Support the corporate death machine, bruh.
Bevo's, is your wedding ring from Walmart?
Yep. I picked it out, too.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
And like half price, from the other? You don't tell me the cost.
Is it a real diamond?
Based on if you had gone somewhere else, was it like half the cost?
Comparable to other rings that are the same size, same carat.
Uh-huh.
This was about half the price.
It was, yeah.
And yeah.
Don't worry. Half the blood was spilled.
It was for both rings.
And Sam put it on layaway.
So both, possibly, yeah. Yeah.
Did they provide the squirrel?
For both rings, it was under $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's not bad.
No.
No, that's
And we,
that's
we had it double checked. It's definitely real diamond.
Just click the Walmart icon on the website.
Here at Walmart, we're committed to not killing as many black people as most other diamond companies are.
No, that's what I was going to say. You've got 5 black people on your ring right there.
Yeah.
She wakes up and says good morning to them all the time.
That shit's got some bodies on it, son.
Hi, guys. Welcome to America.
Hi. You got out. You got out of that mine. You're in Pacheco right now, living with Sam and I.
Yeah. They're kind of like, send me back to the mine.
Exactly.
We're an El Sob. Yeah.
That'd be a great romantic comedy.
No,
Rodeo. You've
moved up.
You get a wedding ring with 5 diamonds in it, and the ghosts of the men who got killed for those diamonds live in your ring.
Oh.
And they help you along. You wake up. Hello, good morning, Bevo. Let's go do something right now. And, they kind of do this wacky thing, and they mess up your whole life, and then they get you and your fiance back together. It's a beautiful thing. I'm writing it right now.
You have too much time on your
hands. World of Warcraft.
Is it really slow at work right now? Are you really slow at work right now?
What's that?
You snow at work right now.
I couldn't hear.
What?
Yeah, we are. Well, no, actually, we're not. I am, because I'm not downstairs in the packing department. Because
you got, the last couple of shows, you got some very elaborate thoughts coming out of that brain of yours.
That just happened right there. It just happened. It's magic.
That magic just happened.
Does John please say scared? Does he have a Glock in his drawer or something like that?
I would love to see John shoot a gun.
I will let him borrow my Glock, because I'd be nervous if I were him.
Hey, do you have a Glock?
I have two of them.
Oh, dude, I got to check this out.
You want to see him?
How come we're not better friends? You know what? Actually, what's going on with that? You and I never hang out anymore.
Well, I don't hang out with anybody right now. I'm a miserable bastard.
Are you?
Yeah. Are we still on for tomorrow night, Jim?
With a gun.
with two Glocks in your pocket. Tasty. Good point.
I hang out in my gun safe.
I'm a miserable bastard.
Guns.
I've got guns. Six I'm a miserable bastard.
Yeah. You're not missing... Sully, listen to me. You're not missing anything.
Sounds like a recipe for serial killer.
Yeah.
I have an oxygen tank and a catheter.
I'm going to the mall. I'll be right back, Mom.
Yeah. Enjoy your vacation from me.
You're talking about 9 years isn't that bad? I'm actually putting this all together right now.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I'm thinking it's a fucking vacation right now, 9 years of spending
time.
Wow. Yeah. So, I'll show you my Glock, though.
Okay. That's all I care about right now.
Well, you saw my gun safe.
I have a picture of your gun safe.
Ah, that's right. So, that's where they are.
Okay. I've got to check that out. Because I have this fascination with Glocks. I just watched Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Wes Anderson movie. And everybody gets Glocks.
Yeah.
So,
you know why? It's a very fashionable gun.
Because they can be shot underwater, and the seawater actually doesn't corrode anything like that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so a lot of divers, underwater divers, they carry Glocks specifically because of that. Just thought I'd, interject some serious parts into this whole conversation.
Tasty shot my Glock.
Did you really?
I think
I see you shooting the wrong caliber out of it.
I had bought the wrong ammo.
I unloaded a whole clip.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there?
Well,
how did you know?
It was a typo.
Yeah, it wouldn't load the next round. It would just stop.
It's semi-automatic,
but it wouldn't quite work.
So it would fire it off because it was a smaller caliber, thank God. It would fire down the barrel, but it wouldn't it wouldn't eject the cartridge.
Right.
Oh.
So what Shat did was just auto-eject it for a whole clip, not figuring out that it should have done that itself. And then Tasty shot a couple times. He's like, I don't think this is right. And then we discovered I had loaded it with the
wrong caliber bullet. I would have never even known that.
Caliber bullet.
I can't believe, Tasty, you figured that out.
I'm not a very safe person to go shooting with. I've gone shooting a few times, and in the few times I've gone, I've bought the wrong caliber once. I've jammed my gun a second time, two other guns have jammed. It's very unsafe practice.
But are you like Dick Cheney? Do you shoot your friend in the face at all? Have you ever done that yet?
I do ask them to put on antlers when we go, but opportunity has not provided itself.
We had a great time shooting. That was a good time.
Yeah. Shot my .357. That went fine.
That's a nice gun.
Yeah. It's a good fun to shoot that. Yeah.
Did you shoot the Dirty Harry gun?
I've not shot it yet.
Okay, what are you waiting for, a special occasion?
Well, I don't know. There is a rumor that it's never been shot. I'm trying to figure out. It doesn't sound much like my dad that he never would have shot it because he really liked it.
Can't you just tell by looking at it?
You can take it to a gun store.
Maybe ask somebody.
Maybe the trained eye.
Do you not want to shoot it because it's never been shot?
Well, that was my first thought, but then my mom was like, you know what? You should shoot that bitch. So
maybe you just
my mom told me that.
Mom's all right,
Yeah. I don't know that I'm allowed to shoot it at my shooting range. I think I think 357 is the max caliber on a handgun.
They do have caliber restrictions, yeah.
So I don't think I'm allowed to shoot a .44 Magnum.
Maybe you're waiting for some
punk.
In its glass. Oh, do you feel lucky, punk?
This thing looks like a rifle.
It totally does. I remember you told me that. Like, this is the Dirty Harry gun, and I was looking at this thing, and I was like, oh my God.
It's a hand cannon.
I got hard.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I'd love to shoot that, though.
It's got to be someplace you can do it. We'll just go out in the woods. The woods of Pacheco.
Yeah, the woods.
That ravine next to our house.
They're called oil refineries.
Yeah. Let's go shoot there.
Shoot PVC. The cracking towers.
All right, we got to do our raffle. How about we give ourselves away
Let's
a conical?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
It's going to be a conical Christmas.
So here's what we're going to need to do. All of you know the deal by now. If you've paid your donation, you've got a couple names in the hat, however much you paid. Also, if you're a recurring donator, your name is in that hat automatically. All of the entries have been placed inside the conical fermenter. Shat, what's going to need to happen is Mom tells me they're going to need to be mixed properly. Because they've been kind of placed. They've been placed in there chronologically as of now, as the week has gone on.
So you're actually picking the... the names out of the conical.
Yeah, isn't that clever
That's
of us?
Very clever.
You know, I thought, hey, why don't let's get a bowl or something? And my mom called me stupid.
Your mom
and said we could just put them in the conical.
Your mom's the executive producer of the show.
Yeah, she's really got it all together. So that's what we're going to do. Shat's going to mix up those names, and then I think we'll have Mom go ahead and draw the lucky winner of a 7.5-gallon conical. It's all brought to you by Beer, Beer, and More Beer. You can go see our good friends at morebeer.com.
Cool. That's a professional.
Chad, can I just say that your butt looks great on the camera?
Is he wearing a thong this time?
Oh, is it right there on the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right there.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
I think I might have you start doing live reads for my commercial. I think because that 3-year-old commercial is not doing it anymore. Now it's just the song.
Yeah. You got to get me when I'm all mellow like this, though. That's when I really do good commercials, you know.
Cans? That's right.
Cans. Come on down. Christmas cans.
All right. The Thoroughly Mixed. Drum roll, please.
Yeah? All right. Really? Did you do a good thorough mixing? Maybe
do one more.
Just be, you know, come on.
He's like, I gotta
Maybe
work.
Maybe shake your butt a little bit while you do it.
Yeah, come on. Give us
a little show.
Give us some love.
Work it.
Bring it home. Bring it home, Daddy.
Oh, now his dad's ass is in the camera, too. Wow, that's a lot.
Shake it.
Look, you can see where he got it from right there.
Wow, that's a lot of mosher right there.
That's a man.
And I'm spent.
Oh, yeah.
You too?
So here we go. This is exciting. These things retail for like $500. We all use conicals around here. We love them. We use them, of course, because they were donated to us, which is very nice. Jamil lets Shat use his. But Tasty's got a couple. He loves them. Doc loves them. This is the kind of fermenting you want to be doing. It'll fit into a temp control area, you know, a fridge, something like that. It's got the short legs on it. Anything else I'm missing about this wonderful item, JP?
I need to get one. I don't have one. I just started homebrewing. I need to get one.
There you go.
All right, so, Mom,
you need to get one. If you started homebrewing right now, you need to donate.
Mom, have you drawn the name?
Yes, I have.
There we go.
The name has been drawn.
You want to read it, or you want Beavis to read it?
Oh, Beavis got to read it.
It done been drawn.
In a sultry, sexy voice.
Do it in your best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 2008 Conical giveaway, brought to you by Beer, Beer, and More Beer over at morebeer.com.
Sam Moore.
Wow, Sam, congratulations. No. It wasn't her husband, Sammy. He's too cheap to enter.
Sam's passed out on the couch.
He is passed out on the couch. Do we have a winner, Bebo?
We have a winner.
Who is it?
Andrew Davis.
Andrew Davis! All right, there you go. There will be another giveaway next month. We're going to be doing one every month. They won't always be conical, so I'll tell you this. If it's an item you like, jump in there, because it's not like we're just going to be giving away a conical all the time. These are more beer can only be so generous to you. So if you like the item, get in there, get your names in the hat like you did this time. Andrew Davis, congratulations.
That's a great gift. Is he in the chat room at all?
That's a hell of a Christmas right there. That's a, like I said, it retails for $500. It's your fermentation's going to change right now, especially if you put that into a little temp-controlled area and do all the right things. It's going to make it a lot easier, if nothing else.
Cleaning.
Be able to control the ferment. That's where it's at.
That's what Chat's really liked about using Jamil's is the ease of cleaning. You just pop that top open, reach your hand in there, and scrub it out.
Clean her out. Get her done.
Yeah, it's the cleanest thing in Chat's life, as a matter of fact, that conical. And it could be yours, too. All right, Andrew, that's awesome. Congratulations to Andrew Davis. One more round of applause for our winner. All right.
All right. Thanks to everybody that entered.
Did we have more beers to taste, or...
What are we drinking right now? Is that yours, Tasty, or...
Yeah, the American Brown Ale you're tasting.
Okay, this is yours.
Yes.
We had this one from Brew Engineer.
Oh, what did we have there? Yeah, we had that. What does it say on the label there? I did have that beer.
It's his Harvest Cascade Pale Ale.
It's pretty light. It's almost like a... I don't know, it's like a... Blonde ale, but amber. It's like a lighter than a pale ale kind of taste.
He used dried Cascade from his first...
Oh, so he dried them out. He didn't use fresh hops. He dried the hops.
Yeah, he says dried. They were from his first year backyard plants, so that he had homegrown his own Cascade. Wow. That's where he got them from. 6-gallon batch, started at 10.56, finished at 10.14.
56, wow.
8 pounds of light LME. 0.31 pounds of aromatic malt. 0.63 pounds Victory. 0.63 Munich. A lot of Cascade hops, 1.75 ounces for 60, 1.5 for 20, 1.5 for 10, and 1.5 at flame out. Y yeast 1056, fermented at, what would you guess, having tasted it? Tasty?
It's not very estery, so I would say like 67 maybe, or 68?
Exactly 67 degrees.
All right.
Tasty the Palate McDole. It's a new name.
Nice.
75 was taken, so I thought I'd something more reasonable.
Oh, that's a nice beer.
It's a very clean, very very drinkable, like a session beer. 1056. I'm really amazed. I thought it tastes more like a 1051 beer, which is a compliment to the chef.
Which one's that?
The 51 I'm even drinking beer. It straight from the bottle, and it's good.
I'm just going to ask for a taste now, but not now.
I licked it.
It's really good. It's really clean, balanced.
I drink like my dogs now. I put my beer in a bowl, and I
hover you lap
your
it up.
Nose in there. You lap it right
I
up.
Lap it up. This is a nice. You know, we've gotten a lot of good beers this show.
Yeah, it's been very good actually. We got to open some more here. What
That's
else?
A
you
Merry
got here?
Christmas,
Chad. What's going on over there?
We've got a mystery hop in.
Oh, jeez. You never want to hear that.
Okay, so this is another harvest ale.
Mystery hop, though.
With a mystery hop in it. All right. Same guy. This is all from Brew Engineer. He's
it's
been
the ecstasy hop. Oh, geez, Justin, come here. Let me
you
rub
can
you.
Only tell by that Sully has started rubbing me.
Everyone.
Oh, God, he is. Jesus.
All right. So what is this? The same beer as the first harvest, but with a mystery hop.
That's right.
So everything's the same.
So he brewed the last beer?
Instead of Cascade, harvest? It's all mystery hop. Does he say why? Oh, because it was, I see, it was from his parents' backyard, unknown variety.
That sounds really scary.
I hope it wasn't like his old, you know, pot plants from when he was 16 he forgot to cut down.
Yeah, we're all going to be like really loaded here in a second. Yeah.
And by I hope it wasn't, I mean I hope it was.
Yes.
Shat's dad was just jumping on the stripper pole. We might get a we
yeah,
might
there's
get a,
something going on here. We got to get that camera over here.
We might get a very stripper Christmas after all. Watch your ankle, Bob, all right? Be careful.
Yeah,
stay
be
on the, two
don't,
feet on the
don't
ground.
Don't step off the
stay
curb.
Below that red line.
Wow, it's like you charge for that.
Wow, Brew, that. People go.
Brew Engineer's doing a nice job. I like his Cascade beer better.
I'm a big fan of Brew Engineer.
Yeah, whatever this really mystery hop
clean
is,
beer, yeah.
It's not very hop-like. Doesn't have those.
No, it's really muted. There's not a lot of like any aroma in any direction, actually.
Yeah. But again, a really clean, nice beer.
Did he even add anything to the end of boil or dry hop with it? I mean, what's the story here?
It was all mystery hop. Mystery hop 60, mystery 25, mystery 10, and mystery 0. Wow. Actually, there's a ton of hops. 7.25 ounces at the 60, 6 ounces at 25, 6 ounces at 10, and
well,
6 ounces at 0.
This is fresh hop, though, right? Yeah.
It's a 5-gallon batch.
No, I think it's dried. Because I don't think it has a lot of the vegetable.
Let's see if we have IBUs way off what we're tasting here. This is a well-balanced beer.
It's really nice.
Yeah. I don't think it has a lot of the vegetal quality.
It has a.
So you think you dried them out?
It doesn't taste like. Really?
It's a little acrid, but it's not. I mean, there's some bitterness there, obviously, to balance out the malt, but there's no real profound hop aroma.
It's just a nice pale ale.
It's very good.
As he's called it, a harvest pale ale. Nice work.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Good beer.
Yeah, these are good.
It's like a low alpha. I bet it'd be, you know, maybe like a Willamette or something like that.
Sully's got a hurricane going on in front of his mic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do.
There's give a nor'easter coming.
Yeah, there is a nor'easter.
Put the ice down. It's coming in.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good beer.
Another,
I like both of those.
Another very good session beer, yeah.
Brew Engineer, thank you very much for sending your beers along to us.
Yeah, send more of that, definitely.
All right, here's what we're going to do. One more real quick break. When we come back, I've got another listener beer to try, and we're going to wrap things up and get out of here. Congratulations to Mr. Davis for winning yourself a nice conical, courtesy of Beer, Beer, and More Beer. Make sure that you let Beer, Beer, and More Beer know that you're thankful for their generosity, because they really are cool people to, you know, sponsoring our donation giveaway. And they're going to keep giving good stuff every month, so you're going to want to become a recurring donator here at the Brewing Network by hitting the donate button and just sign up for any denomination. You can sign up for $2 a month, and we'll put your name in that hat every time, even if raffle tickets are $10, just by being a recurring donator. So it's just a good reason to sign up. Or you can just sign up and, you know, just donate as we do the raffle, you know, if you find out it's
can I sign up because I'm a sponsor?
You can. I let sponsors win. Oh. Absolutely.
Was but my name in that?
Just thing not yet? Employees.
Yeah, okay.
So I have somebody asking how many
who's
Andrew
an
Davises were entered, because that's his name and he just wants to make sure it's not somebody else, because apparently that's a common name.
Guess we ought to double check. Hope we don't have to give away two conicals.
And how do you even do that? How do you double check that?
I have everybody's name in a database. So,
but I mean, corresponding to a raffle ticket, because it's actually on a raffle ticket,
right,
with the numbers.
They went directly from the database to a raffle ticket.
Oh, and you put
the database is the the brain behind the operation. So
you put their customer number.
My head's starting to hurt on
this
discussion.
Yeah, I'll be able to.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
all right.
No, it's all. Don't worry. I can't tell him right now without looking at the
database.
Handle
this,
but
they?
What he can know is that we will pick the right Andrew Davis.
So. Oh yeah, you.
Yeah.
Guarantee that.
Yeah, I guarantee we'll get the right Andrew Davis, yeah. but right. I don't have it in front of me right now. I guess I didn't expect that we'd have a bunch of names. So.
First Andrew Davis come, first Andrew Davis served. Yeah. I think it's really what it goes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You have a database?
It's all in the database. It's the first database we ever had, actually. Last time we did our conical giveaway, it was a big mess. We were like, oh, I don't know, you get interns
for
this.
Who has that slip of paper?
People, all you had to do was call in and like yell JP real loud, and you got your name entered into the... It was no database. But this time, we, being that our nice sponsors over there should get their due, we did a database.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got to give away some Belgian candy sugar, and we're going to taste one more beer. It's a Rausch. It's from a dude named Rausch Beer, and we're going to try that one. And then we're going to get out of here and go celebrate our Christmas. We're going to eat some ham. Is the ham ready?
Ham.
Yes.
It's ready. Get some food. All right. We'll be back. Hang in there. It's BN Christmas.
Happy
on the
holidays.
You're listening to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of their 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Their Williams German Pils is mashed with pure German Moravian two-row barley malt for a light blonde color and malty Christmas you just can't get from other extracts. Or check out their unique fermenters, draft beer equipment, bottling aids, and more. They even have their own line of precision hydrometers. Go to williamsbrewing.com to browse their vast selection and enter promo code BREW at the order checkout for $5 off your next order over $50. Orders placed by 3 p.m. ship the same day. Again, go to williamsbrewing.com and enter promo code BREW at checkout for $5 off your next order. Brewing is easy the Williams way.
You're listening to the Brewing Network. Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
Welcome back to the BN Christmas. Got to wrap things up and give away some Belgian candy sugar. We're going to do it this way. We're going to do a little more than name the artist of the Christmas tunes. If you want to play, 888-401-BEER. It'll be a piece of cake. Just call in. We'll play a song for you. If you get it right, you win some Belgian candy sugar. Maybe we'll do a couple of them or something. You know, why not?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
888-401-BEER if you want to win yourself some Belgian candy sugar. I wish we could auction off our tree. We should just give it away.
We can.
I mean, look at that thing.
You know what we paid
please,
for that?
Please, let's give it away.
We can auction
how
off.
How much was our BN Christmas tree, Shat?
Okay, here's a plug. Free.
Uh-huh. Oh, geez,
so
don't
next
tell me
time
that.
You're in the corner of Bailey and Clayton Road.
Next time I'm there, okay, that'll be
King's.
Never.
Right yeah. next to King's Taco
Trees.
Bell.
King's Trees, right next to the Taco Bell.
This is a Douglas fir.
Jesus.
Prime condition.
That's like from Oregon.
prime cut Douglas fir. Now, why was it free? Did you tell them radio, or was it free because it was so hideous?
No, so they go, we walk up. JP goes, oh, no, we want something smaller. They go, oh, you want a full tree? You're like, no. Smaller trees. Oh, a smaller tree. I go, we want the ugliest tree you have. She goes, exactly. Oh, come on over here.
She's all excited.
And I go,
it's like the orphanage for trees.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it. I go,
this
well,
one
take
sucks.
It. She goes, you know what? It's yours.
Really?
Just tell me what the radio station is. It has a stand, uh-huh. Water tray, free.
I feel
free.
Like such an idiot. I spent like $80 this year on a tree.
Oh.
Tell them the BN sent you when you get over to Bailey and Clayton Road.
No, yeah, that's go right. to Kings. Kings.
Well, the thing, you probably Kings. Got a nice tree. They knew
well,
no one was going to buy
the
that
whole
piece
thing.
Of shit.
You know, next time I say Ryan, I'll be like, hey, come on, let's go out. We're going to cut this thing down. I'll be like, oh, hey, whoa, Timber, watch out.
Yeah,
but
just
we're on
tell
a street
how,
corner next to Taco Bell.
Yeah, just tell him how strong he is. He cut it down so fast. Be fine. Ah.
It looks great, guys. I mean, I don't know why you keep complaining about it. Maybe it's because
like
there's the, I don't know, the
it's like,
background.
I think it's like
it's
the top of a gigantic tree.
Yeah. No, it's like really. Missing a crap load of branches.
Yeah, it's definitely...
It's got like three trunks or something.
You know, as I look at it longer
they
here...
They kept trimming it down, they said.
It does look like kind of a bush. It's not really a tree at all.
Yeah, it does. No.
Beautiful.
Naked Brewer is on the line from Arizona.
Hey.
He's calling in for Drunk of the Week. Naked, what's going on? Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
We're, I'm doing
hey,
all right.
Yo,
how are you man. Doing?
I am done.
Yeah.
Where in Arizona?
Yeah, Flagstaff.
Hey.
Must be goddamn cold about there.
Right
about
now.
Oh. Is it snowing?
No, but it did.
Okay.
2 years
yeah.
ago.
One time I was totally there.
Just
it snowed.
Stupid.
I was just trying to have some conversation. I can't believe it. Like, I wasn't looking at the Flagstaff like weather report. No, but it did, asshole.
All right, Naked, what have you been drinking?
We've got
melted snow.
9% Belgian Golden Strong and a couple black IPAs down. Good.
Now, when you say we, is that the voices in your head, or are you not alone?
Well, I've got my wife with me.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Has she been drinking along with you?
Oh, yeah.
Is she as loaded as you are?
Oh, this could be a duet. It would be our first duet drunk of the week.
And my next question is, why do they have to be black?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
It's apparently, for the president-elect.
Apparently not in your neighborhood.
You have a laugh like somebody's buried under your house.
And Dexter's my favorite show.
Nobody knows. Nobody,
yeah,
knows.
Nobody knows. All right. What's your wife's name?
Brandy.
Let me talk
Brandy.
To Brandy.
Let's talk to Brandy.
Let's see how Brandy's doing.
Is she a fine one?
Yeah.
Is she the...
Yeah.
Is a good wife she could be?
Hi.
Hey, Brandy, you're a fine one. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine one.
Do you sing that song to her when you're like on the can or something? Hey, come here, Brandy, I got a song for you.
You're a fine one.
Coming out the bathroom into the bedroom? Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's quite a picture. Is she there with you?
Yeah.
Can we talk to her for a second?
She's around the corner here.
Would you live in a mansion?
She's like,
she's in the east wing.
I've got her taped to the floor with a slow CO drip like going on.
Notice how the tempo changes?
Like, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's always that way. You got to get the women on the phone. That's more fun than like some drunk dude.
You're not going to let us talk to her?
Oh.
No, here she is.
Okay.
All right, good.
Hello?
Hello, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Yeah.
You've been drinking with your husband there tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Here, we just wrote this for you. Hang on. Check it out.
You've never heard it before.
Drunk of the week. You've been drinking in Arizona.
They don't seem that drunk.
Flagstaff, it ain't snowing.
Dude.
That's awesome.
And your husband never sang to you like this.
He's in the toilet drunk again.
She serves them with whiskey, wine, and beer. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Nice work, JP.
Thank you. JP's really putting it out
tonight. So how are you feeling, Brandy?
Are you drunk?
I've only had one beer, but I've had some painkillers, so I'm...
Oh, all right!
Extra credit points.
We would know about that kind of stuff.
What kind of killers are we talking?
Percocet.
Oh! Yeah.
Ouch! Top drawer, there you go.
Top shelf. She went for it.
Doctor recommended.
Because we're thinking that you guys might be competing for the first ever dual drunk of the week. We've never had a couple.
I think one more beer
like
might
Bonnie
do
and Clyde.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking his IPA.
Oh, his IPA. Yeah. What do you think of it?
I love it.
So,
You're also on tons of, you're also a handful of Percocet.
Are you are you taking Percocets
I'm
for recreational
urine
purposes?
And it's fucking good.
I did just have bilateral knee surgery, but
And your point is,
bless the Percocet.
Almost healed, but.
Bilateral pills.
It doesn't hurt
right
anymore,
hands.
But, you know, neither does life.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 doctors agree that Percocet kills all pain of life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm one of those nice wives. I actually share.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Oh hey. You're a fun girl.
Such a fun girl.
Get the idea.
Hence what a good wife she would be.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you do sound... You're handling it well, though, so I can't
really
give you
mellow.
Guys the win yet. I have to wait and see what other contestants call in.
All right, well, I'll put Orange back on the phone because...
Orange.
He's yours.
Here, so. He's your main guy there.
Who's Orange?
Thank you, Brandy.
What if he sang her song?
Nice talking to you.
Can he sing her song?
Yeah, can he sing her song?
Such a fine girl.
Sing along.
And my lady. Do, 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 do. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
JP was meant to be a rock star, yeah. Man. I'm convinced. Oh,
yeah. In his own brain.
You know, more of a, actually not, more of a soul singer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got soul, baby.
You know that?
Welcome to
the we going into now?
Welcome to Starlight Lounge.
Flagstaff.
You know that TV show where you're like a rock star, but it's really just rock band, like the Guitar Hero thing?
Yeah.
There's like a TV show where people compete to like be the rock band.
Yeah. JP.
Oh, JP.
I was playing that with my niece and nephew last
night. We'll sponsor
you. All right, Naked Brewer, you're in the running, but you know the two of you still sound a little sober, so I have a feeling you might get knocked off pretty quick, just being honest.
Okay.
It was great talking to you guys.
You know,
sure.
It is nice to talk to you, and Brandy was a lovely
lady.
Such
a fine girl. Yeah.
Such a fine girl. Yeah.
She sounds great on Percocet, too.
Yes.
Oh, word.
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 All right, later, brother.
Peace.
Okay. We'll see how he does, you know. We've been surprised before.
He's definitely making a porn with her later. You can totally tell. She's so doped up.
Especially because she'll be asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Do whatever she wants.
Girlsasleep.com. Try it now. Next to Slipknot.
I do have some Belgian candy sugar to give away. 888-401-BEER. All you got to do is do a little name that tune with us.
And if you have a wife that also has the name of a popular song, call in now.
That's always helpful.
So we could scream it to her.
That really was good, JP. I'm proud of you.
Well, hey, I appreciate it.
You're bringing it strong, the show.
I've been working it. You know, I've been working at it.
What do we got here?
That's beer.
This is actually the Imperial Pumpkin Porter from Midnight Sun Brewery in Anchorage, Alaska.
Did you hand deliver this?
Yeah, I brought it back when I was up there a couple months ago. Actually, we do this whole collaboration beer program at the 2-1-A.
It smells like pumpkin porter.
That's what it is. Imperial Chocolate Pumpkin Porter.
Weird. Go figure that one out.
It smells like it's from Alaska.
You're listening to the same show we're on. That's good.
No, I do this whole brewer outreach program, and I've got Gabe coming down, the brewmaster up there, in February.
I love
to
when
brew.
Gabe's come down.
Yeah, you do.
That's what are you guys going
to
brew?
That's why you do the show.
I have no idea. You know, I haven't really had a chance to talk to him because he's in Alaska. You know, they got the time thing there. And
you know, you've been raving about this brewery to me
I
for
love
a couple
this
years
place.
Now.
I love this place.
And I'm liking this beer, man.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And these guys do a great job. They did this whole planet series last year with all the planets of the moon and the moon, and it was just awesome.
Uranus?
Yeah, Uranus was in there.
Good.
You could tell because of the
surprised
brown
they didn't
thing.
Ask me to brew for that one. I've never thought of a pumpkin porter, but it goes really nicely in there, doesn't it?
It's very seasonally appropriate.
Yeah, really nicely spiced in the background there and full of alcohol and chocolate.
Chat, you like this beer?
It's awesome.
You're holding on to your headphones like you're listening to Bob Marley in there. You're like kind of rocking your head and
it's
squeezing.
No problem, man.
It's good.
This beer is no problem.
Turn my headphones up, champion.
Make you feel Irish.
Hey, Chad, what is this green thing you have on your wrist here? What is this?
This you're is like my, weed. Like golfer's Jamaican like magnet bracelet.
Oh.
You know, like golfer's
help your
magnet.
Wrist?
Oh, yeah.
Golfer's magnet? What the hell's that about?
Right.
Steel bottom. It's my steel wrister.
I love the fact that
someone hit the switch for Bob so we can hear him when he does that.
All right.
Got the switch.
Turn him off.
I don't know where it is.
So, Sully, what's the ingredients in this beer? What are the spices in this beer? Do you know?
I have no clue.
It might say in the bottle. Where'd that go?
I'm pretty sure there's some fucking two row.
spices.
Some yeast.
There's taste of beer. It's a great beer in there.
I couldn't even talk about it right now. I mean, I'm fine, you know, for the most part, but I didn't even have this beer when I was up there. Just grabbed
I'm
the bottle.
Fine.
It's very good beer.
I'm fine.
Get Bevo to read it.
Cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg.
Oh.
Definitely.
Cloves.
Huh? Intriguing really? Doses of definitely sweet fine. Spices.
I'm in the doc chair, so I have to kind of represent the...
yeah, you did.
I would have gone down a half an hour ago, though, if I was doc.
Chat, you going to smoke weed with your dad tonight?
Maybe.
Just a bit.
What do you think of that beer?
If that were real.
What do you taste? What do you taste?
Everything that you said.
You taste I didn't say anything.
Cinnamon, cloves.
He gets all.
Nutmeg.
I taste failure in my
don't
only son.
Apparently that sweater's having effect
nice,
on him.
Nice haircut, JP.
Thank you.
Oh, right back at you.
I know, it was a compliment. What do you guys
father
complain?
Oh, never mind.
He really likes
at least
it.
His father talks to him.
And I have a pulse.
That was deep, Chuck.
My dad's still alive.
damn it.
Oh!
He's still alive.
I think he was going for both of us at once.
He's just a cocksucker.
Oh!
Really? Right.
Well, who knows about Chad's day? I mean, just kidding.
It's getting out of hand.
Is there any chocolate in this, too?
I've got Richards from the Upper Peninsula. I don't know which peninsula he's talking about.
I don't either.
Maybe our peninsula?
Yeah. What are you, from Redwood City?
That's why I said that. Upper Peninsula.
Richards, what's happening?
Not much. I'm a Youper, so I can let you figure out what peninsula.
Ah, he's a Youper, so probably a friend of Chad's dad out there in the east.
Yeah.
Upper Peninsula.
Now, are you calling to win candy, sugar, or for Drunk of the Week?
Give me some candy.
Okay. So, you know the name of the game. I'm going to play you a song. It's a Christmas song, and you have to tell me the artist who is covering it. Okay?
Alrighty.
Here's your song. Here's your chance. You get one chance, and we take another call. You can wait till the voice. You know, don't be afraid.
It's not JP.
Right. Sammy Davis Jr.
Jen.
Is it bad that I already know who this
tune-up,
is?
Wouldn't it?
If you know it in the room, don't say it.
Bevo, you're so gay. I love you all the same, sweetheart.
Candyman, Sammy Davis Jr.
That's why you know it's all gospel.
Give it to me.
My mom, do you know it, Richard?
My mom was
so
know.
Low.
Richard, do you have a guess?
This is
such
awful.
Such a beautiful voice. How can you say that's awful?
I didn't even hear the song.
Oh, here you go.
Here you go.
Are you not hearing it at all?
No, I'm not hearing it at all.
Oh, how about now?
Okay.
All right.
JP Virgin.
Is it Brown Young Virgin?
I think so.
It was JP Virgin.
Round Young.
What is Brown Young Virgin?
No idea.
I haven't had one of those yet.
I can't hear the music.
I prefer a Brown Young Virgin myself.
You would.
Just be quiet a second here.
Do you have any idea?
It's kind of hard to hear, but I would have to just say, I don't know, Crystal Gayle or something.
What?
Crystal Gayle, it's 1986.
I don't know.
What do you mean it's hard to hear? I'm going to do it once more. I'm going to change something. You tell me if you can hear it, all right?
Okay.
Seriously, I got to fix this. Sorry, the game's not going to work. You can't hear that?
I can hear it now. I can hear a lot better now.
Okay. I'll give you another second, and then you got to take a guess. It wasn't the one you said, so I'm giving you two guesses here. Your hint is that she's totally slutty and hot. What was your guess?
Ooh. She is hot.
That was another slutty and hot chick, but no, it was not Toni Braxton. It's Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's hot and sexy and slutty.
She's half Irish.
She's married.
On her.
Oh, Jesus.
She's married.
She puts out big
definitely
time.
In the spank bank.
What, does that make her not hot, JP?
No, but she can't be slutty anymore. She's married.
What are you talking disagree. About?
You know to a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah, Nick Cannon.
A Nickelodeon
she
kid?
She is half Irish, though. Don't forget that.
What?
Yeah, well, she's all crazy. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Never tell a guy that.
Not the hot half. Thanks, Richards. Good effort. I'm sorry. I can't give it
to
you.
Good point.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I got another song, though. 888-401-BEER. I got some Belgian candy sugar to give away if you want to play along. All you got to do is guess the artist. It's a pretty easy game. You know, not too... Bevo's gotten most of them, right? The only one who's failed is JP.
Yeah, well...
Because he's a failure.
He's working on the number.
We should give away the candy sugar
JP,
to me and Bevo.
Know, it is what
Bevo's
it is.
Going to brew beer, so...
Yeah.
Give it away.
Come on, we all know.
That's what I'm going to do.
We all know that's never going to happen.
Bevo's going to brew a beer?
Yeah, no. I was.
Probably not.
Folk legend.
What's going on with that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Sully, you're going to brew another beer before Bevo gets to brew a beer.
I'll tell you what. I'll have a little party at my house. You can come over and brew it.
Oh.
Pants off.
I got it, Bevo. All right, caller. Who are we talking to?
It's Bob.
Hey! Missed the bub.
How you doing, man?
Completely and utterly sober.
Good.
Oh, dude.
Next caller.
My in-laws are here, so.
And your point is, sir?
Where's the timer?
We'll have to send him some cookies.
All right, this one's
hiding in the closet so they can't hear me.
Bub, how come you're not, out of your mind right now?
sad day.
I am out of my mind.
No, like drunk.
Different kind of out of my mind.
Why aren't you medicating yourself right now?
Because I really don't want to have to hear it over Christmas dinner, you know, how I puked on my father-in-law sleeping on the couch or ran around.
Oh, like in previous
naked,
years.
You know?
Yeah. Has that happened? Yeah, has that happened before?
You've turned into a real pussy over the last year, haven't you, bud?
What happened?
It's like an all or nothing thing with you.
Are your balls in a mason jar next to your wife's bed?
Wow. Wow. This
that doesn't happen in my house.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to play, Boop?
Sure, I'll play, but I'll donate to somebody else. I don't really want it. That's fine.
Okay. I'm making this one a little tougher since you're sober.
Okay.
I will give you the hint.
He knew that it was Mariah, by the way.
I did. I was the first one.
Really?
Fag.
Oh.
Chat.
What's the over-under here? I think I'm betting on Boop.
I'm not going to
get
I'll give you the hint after. If you don't get
sober,
it right away,
he's
then
I'm disappointed.
Is this all from like a very special album or something?
This one is from Now That's What I Call Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I
That's know. Your big hint.
I should know this.
Though. You have it.
Just let it play out, though.
Oh, I like this.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Justin's hero.
Rum-pa-pum-pum. Schumann's, actually.
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth. Can it be?
Any idea, Boo? It's two artists.
Hall & Oates?
That's a good guess. I kind of want to give you the victory
They're
just for the guess.
Definitely enough for that.
No.
I know who this is.
Hold on, I'll let my wife
Liberace and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, put her on. Is she drunk?
What's your baby listen? See if he gets it.
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
I think I know this.
I really hate Christmas songs.
Who do you think it is, Jeff?
Neil Diamond and Burt Bacharach?
No.
No, but where did you get that combo from? I wish it was. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, let's get them back.
You need to produce that hit.
Yeah. Could you get on that for me, Shat? That'd be great.
My grandma knows Burt Bacharach. I can get you his number.
Yeah, one could play the piano.
Damn, it sounds like him, though.
Tasty, were you going to make the same guess?
No, but it's...
He's going to say
Diamond half of it, right? I mean,
no,
none of it.
It's not. No.
Oh wow.
Boop.
No idea.
Okay.
It's two good artists.
It's Bing. Oh. It's Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Oh really?
Bing Crosby,
dude, really?
David Bowie is Bing Crosby still alive?
No.
No, it's an old one. There's a great video with
it
too.
Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay.
David Bowie. Good effort.
Isn't Bing Crosby like all liver right now or something? Wasn't he like a big alky and beat his wife and stuff?
Well, he's Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids, yeah.
No, he's gone and everything, but that didn't stop, like, you know, Tupac from releasing new hits.
He's still alive, according
Tupac
to his releases.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bevo's like,
wow,
driving,
are we,
like,
are we on like a dead artist kick?
You just said the sky was red.
Could you have guessed? All right, Boob. Well, look at you're sober.
Yeah, dude, you're kind of boring right now.
Yeah. Trying to put drinking.
I love you anyway.
You were talking to my wife while she's in the tub.
Oh, wait, hold on. Put her back on.
Yeah, now it's getting better.
Can she have her have an English accent, and I'll be a little schoolboy.
There is no webcam, baby. Don't worry.
It's just
we promise not to ask what she's wearing.
Yeah. There isn't a webcam, but look really intently into the smoke detector.
No, hey, Boob, have a good Christmas, brother.
Mrs. Boob.
Hello.
Happy holidays. Oh,
it's on the phone.
Hello.
You're on the cordless.
Hello, Mrs.
Boob.
Nice.
Hello, splash.
How are you guys? Little,
we're doing fine.
I didn't know you guys were into water sports.
Yeah,
that's weird.
What's going on there?
Oh, little did you know.
The in-laws are asleep, and so you guys are getting a little randy there.
That's not
As
right.
As we should.
You can't do that stuff while the in-laws are in the house. That's disgusting.
Why the hell not?
Are they your parents or are they Bub's parents?
And we do it extra loud.
They're my parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there you go.
They're in the basement. They have no idea what's going on.
Keep the old people in the basement.
I got a serious question for you. Do your parents really like Bub?
They do.
Really,
they
though?
They find him very entertaining.
They don't just tolerate him?
No, they actually like him.
We like him, too.
Huh.
Well, they're better people than we are.
How come he's not drinking right?
I'm disappointed.
Well, I am disappointed because, you know, well, he's Bub.
He would be drinking right now.
Yeah. He's worried that he was going to make a fool of himself this Christmas, so he's not drinking.
He's going to throw up on your dad on the couch.
Well, they've seen him make a fool of himself many times.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So their Christmas present, their Christmas present.
Who hasn't seen Bub make a fool of himself?
That's true. Nobody, actually. Their Christmas present this year is that he's going to change things.
Meanwhile, he's like pounding rubbing alcohol in the bathroom or some shit.
Can't see it.
Look, in-laws, I'm all grown up.
Yeah. All right, Wendy, thank you for speaking with us. And you guys have good holidays.
Enjoy your bath.
Don't let him throw a toaster in the tub. Thank you, Bob.
White Rabbit!
The sweet release of death.
All right, 888-401-BEER. Someone's got to get one of these songs.
That was an easy one.
Apparently, I'm in the same league as Bub now.
It's
maybe.
To be you.
Does Alice Cooper do a
whatever,
Christmas
you're married.
Song?
There is a lot of them. All right, this one's going to be easy. Someone's going to win some candy sugar right now. This is going to be easy. Caller, who are we talking to? Hang that up, Beavis. Caller, who are we talking to?
Hey, it's Brutat.
Brutat. Oh, what's going on, bro?
Brutat, too.
Hey, I knew the Bing Crosby and David Blowie.
David Blowie?
I call that live whenever it happened on TV.
See, I got to give you a tougher one than I was going to give right now.
Because, oh, great.
Well, you know a little bit of music, so I got to...
We're stacking the deck here, obviously.
Yeah, I got to switch it up.
I can barely hear you, though, so that puts me at a disadvantage.
You can barely hear us at all?
Barely.
All right, something going on.
But that's okay.
Brutat.
Take that into consideration.
Well, I hear, closeted homosexuals have bad hearing, so...
I'm in a big closet.
Is your wife in the tub?
No, she's in the bed.
Oh.
Can she be?
All right, for some Belgian candy sugar, who is this artist?
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here right now.
to celebrate the death of Jesus. What?
The birth.
Oh.
It's the birth of Jesus!
I think I saw Jesus just fly by.
Oh, I know this one.
I bet you don't. Yeah?
I have a theory about this one.
Can I say it?
No.
Not unless Tad doesn't have a guess.
That's not the game. Oh. Stupid.
But I will get there if he doesn't have a guess.
I'm holding out, Brutat.
Do you have a guess, Tat?
Well, let's see. It's Sully and JP.
You can't hear it?
What I've heard so far.
That was the introduction, yeah.
You can't hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
No guess?
I know it.
No guess.
Go ahead, Shat.
Sinead O'Connor.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh! How do you know that, Sinead O'Connor?
I was going to say Enya. You know why? Because she's a crazy bitch.
That's right.
You can smell them from a mile away.
Oh, I know that Irish brat.
Yeah,
All right. Sorry, Tad. Good effort.
Yeah, potato eater.
Wait. Love your tattoos.
Stop.
What do you got?
Don't cut me off.
What do you got?
Whoa.
Go ahead.
Dominatrix.
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Even though I didn't get my 21A shirt yet.
Here it comes.
Uh-oh. To the grave.
Yeah. We are going to dress your coffin in 8 2NA shirts.
And six packs.
That was a surprise.
I think this is becoming a bit.
Yeah. Well, you've made it into one. I don't even know what the truth is anymore.
We sat around and we went, how funny would it be if we never send Brutat to his 2NA shirt? But we tell him first that it was Sully.
He got it.
And then we say it was Shat. And then we say it was Sully. And then we say it was Shat. And we just keep doing that.
It's just the fact that you're calling in and mentioning the 21st Amendment. I mean, I'll pay for that every week.
I will not send your shirt every week.
JP did it. It's his fault.
You have a Merry Christmas too, Brew Tattoo.
Brew Tattoo. I want to see the two back in Brew Tattoo.
888-401-BEER. I got to give away this candy sugar and then get out of here so we can go eat some ham.
That's a ham.
Ham and bacon.
I'm making the next one easy. It's a piece of cake.
Rudolph?
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer? You want to get it?
All right, caller. Who are we talking to? Caller, you're on.
Brooklyn.
Sorry, name again? Go ahead. Give it to me again. Caller.
Something about Brooklyn.
I know. He heard me there, and then now he thinks he's not hearing me. Caller, you there, buddy?
Hey, guy.
Come on, guy.
What's up? That's a man.
888-401-BEER. 888-401. Come on, guy.
Hey, what was that? See here? Guy. I'm out here. In cyberspace.
Just bring the turtle in here.
Put me on.
Come on, guy.
Suck my mouth.
I want to guess Devo.
You should bring the turtle in here. Yeah. 888-401-BEER. Got some candy sugar to give away. If I don't get a call in the next 30 seconds, we are out. There we go. Caller, who are we talking to? Caller? Oh, God. You guys got to be kidding me. Here we go. I'm going to have a little coaching lesson here at the end of the program.
Yeah, right. Tell us how to do this right.
First, you dial 888-401-A-BEER.
Okay, got and that. Wait, hold on a second. Got that part?
Yeah, yeah. And then when the person at the other set, at the other end of the line says, hello, caller, who are we talking to? You go ahead and give your name.
Wait, hey, slow down a second.
Did I go too fast?
No, sorry about that. Suck my balls.
Caller, who are we talking to?
Sheen,
what's going on, brother?
Sheen.
You got a caller.
I love Sheen.
All right, Sheen. You ready to play?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's really low.
What the fuck's going on with my phone?
Everybody talk loud.
Hi, Sheen. It's Carol.
Go ahead, man. Lay it on me. I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, hey, Sheen.
Here you go. It's going to be a piece of cake. Just tell me the artist.
Christmas. Christmas. Christmas.
I know this one.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground.
You know, brother.
Well, you will. Come on.
Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow Graceland. Is falling down. Christmas. Well, you be a real good
record. Not
a call.
No, do you have a guess?
No, I have no idea. I'm drunk, man. I can't figure it out.
His house is a park.
You figured out how to dial
in
the
Memphis.
Phone.
In Memphis.
There's a flame that never burns out.
Play him a little more. I like the.
I stroke it to him every night.
He's also known as the King.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Bless him be the Savior of the Lord.
It's Sully.
Sheen, did the King give it away?
Sheen?
He passed away.
What is going on?
Sheen, right? I think something's going on with the phone system.
Yeah, maybe. All right, I'm just going to give it. I'm giving it away to Tasty. Tasty just wants some candy sugar.
All right.
Merry Christmas. From Belgian Candy Sugar, Inc. Bye, everyone. F2008.
Merry Christmas.
Everybody have a great year.
Yeah, we're not on next week because I don't know why. And but
Christmas.
We are on the week after that, possibly with the Whites. The Whites are going to be on either that Sunday, which is January 4th, or the Sunday after that. I'm going to do another yeast show with the fellas and talk about my dominating victory over Mike White on the golf course.
That'll be 80% of the show.
Yes. We're going to talk about how I dominated him.
It's going to be a big year.
Thoroughly.
Next year.
209 is going to be a lot better. It's going to be a big year for the BN.
Huge.
And,
hey, 208 was big, personally. It was your personal life was probably a 2.
Yeah.
But your professional life was probably a 9.
Totally right. Actually, the 08 was really a good year for the BN. Professionally,
really,
it's been fantastic. Lots of support from you listeners at home, sponsors as well.
Thank you.
A lot of wonderful Christmas cards came in over just the last few days. I cried over one today. It was a very nice one. And sent me beer also. I think we're going to drink the beer that was sent to me.
Pussy.
Yeah, they sent me. You won't be calling me a pussy when I break out the nice goose that was sent, though, and I share it with you.
Goose.
And I won't share.
Nice.
And
that's sweet.
So, yeah, beautiful beers and just nice words from everybody about the BN this year. And it really has been a great breakout year for us. Sully reminds me of it a lot, actually, because he knows I should be more observant of the good.
You have no idea. If you look at your career this past year, it's been incredible, honestly. I mean, with the show with KYOU, the support and accolades that you're getting for the Brewing Network and what you've done with that, it's phenomenal. It's actually great to see. And, you know, as somebody who kind of has an opportunity to kind of step inside your world occasionally and see what goes on here, but to really see it from the outside looking in, it's been great.
It has.
And so, Justin?
Can't complain about the BN this year.
Justin, I went to a few beer festivals this year.
I saw that. Saw your pictures.
And they holler. I was low-key.
Yeah.
Just tasting a few beers, you know, going around.
I don't believe that at all.
Next thing I know, these people are hollering going, BN Army.
Yeah, the chant.
And the guy comes up to me and he goes, don't tell me you're Shat's dad.
Oh.
And then all hell broke loose.
Uh-oh.
Then
they go get your beers.
But I got to thank Sheen for that.
Throw panties at you. That's good.
So it was awesome.
It's really crazy, yeah. It's been a breakout year for us. So 09 will hopefully be even better.
It's going to be a great year.
It will be.
Yeah. And we're hoping for nobody dying.
Big time.
That's a good I mean, that's a good goal, you know?
I never went into a year going, what's your New Year's resolution this year? I'm not going to die.
Nobody's going to die.
My New Year's resolution is to not let anybody die. Yeah, that's my goal.
So, husband and wife, Drunk of the Week?
We'll give them Drunk of the Week. The first Drunk of the Week. Give it to the husband and wife.
It's because she said the word Percocet.
Brandy.
Yeah. I'll give it to her for that. It's because right now she's like face down in a bowl of soup.
Her husband's like, well, videoing.
Yes. Videoing her face down in a bowl of soup. What Christmas song are we going to go out with, folks? What do you want to hear?
I want to hear something that
Mariah Carey. I vote for that too.
How about the Jackson 5 instead?
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. That's fun. Let's do it.
That ain't no Mariah, but I guess. Oh,
damn right it's no Mariah because it's good.
Exactly.
It's
been a great year.
Thanks everybody
for
all
holiday.
Your support. Thanks, we'll be doing the BNAs when we come back too in January. We always do the Brewing Network Awards beginning of January. Find out who is our best drunk of the year and a bunch of other good things that we make up out of out of our. I'll try not to call any other shows douchebags this
year. It's
gonna
be a good holiday.
No promises.
Live and learn.
Dortmund.
Love you. Happy New Year.
Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year.
Enjoy your
Merry
families
Christmas.
And take care of each other.
You
Merry
too,
Christmas.
Bub.
And even to you, Bub. Bye guys. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Who's making up?